Check, check.
Okay. Good morning, everyone. Welcome. We'll call this meeting to order at 9:04 a.m. First, we'll start off with welcome and introductions. Commissioner Miles, would you please lead us off?
Greg Miles, Duchesne County Commission, representing Duchesne County.
I'm Bruce Evans, San Juan County Commissioner. I represent Southeastern Utah IOG, and I stepped outside a minute ago, and the wind was blowing hard enough. I thought I was in on the cell.
Yeah.
You couldn't see it now either.
No.
Good morning. Maggie Zanadi from sunny and cool St. George this morning, and I'm representing UDOT Commission.
Morning, everyone. Laura Hansen from the Governor's Office of Planning and Budget.
Good morning. Chris Piper with the Utah Attorney General's Office. I serve as legal counsel to the board.
Good morning. Curtis Wells, Chairman CIB, representing rural Utah.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome. Commissioner Jerry Taylor, Garfield County. I represent Fife County AOG. And I must have been bad at our last meeting because they made me sit by the speaker.
You're going to be here for a while.
Good morning. Scott Bartholomew, Commissioner from Chesapeake County, representing R6.
Good morning. Kurt Slaw, representing the State Treasurer, the Deputy State Treasurer.
Good morning. Commissioner Ralph Brown from Sevier County, representing Sevier County.
Good morning. Mayor Dean Baker, representing Uinta County.
Commissioner Jack Lytle, Daggett County, representing Uinta Basin AOG. And good morning.
All right, thank you, everyone. Up next, under item two, our upcoming meeting dates, October 3rd. October 3rd, still working for everyone?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Not messing up anyone's muzzleloader, huh?
Just the game warden.
Just the game warden.
That's right.
Full disclosure.
Yeah. We'd rather have him here, though, than out there.
My customers are paying you for me to be here.
Thanks. Hey, October 3rd works for me, but I will just say I actually really like being able to see the full list of projects. I know exactly how much money we have to spend, and so I'm kind of liking the idea of the marathon meeting because there may be projects that I push back on if I saw them earlier in the trimester, whereas today it's like, okay, maybe, maybe not. So anyways, just a quick comment, and I think, we continue with our process, but something for us to consider as we're thinking long term. I kind of like being able to see it all at once.
Laura, that's why we separated you and Kurt.
I can be separated from everybody.
No. We're happy to have you. We're happy to have you on our side of the table.
I don't know.
I'll make a motion to keep Kurt on our side of the table.
Second.
Okay, up next we have a financial review from DWS Finance. So I will turn the time over to... Okay.
Thank you. As you can see on the screen, and it's also in the Zoom meeting, before I get started, make sure your computers are muted because those listening on Zoom are getting a feedback and echo. So just mute your individual computer so that it doesn't pick up double. Sorry. As Ms. Hansen said, we're reviewing all of the applications that came in on October 1st this year June 3rd, because June 1st was a Saturday. These are the applications that were submitted for the first trimester. All of them that are new applications are indicated, and you're reviewing them, not funding them, but reviewing them today. We have deposits in the account through July. We don't have August deposits yet. So the deposits thus far do give us, if we move things around, even though I put that, it's not in parentheses, the projected mineral lease balance is in the plus, it's in the positive. The bonus fund, which is where a lot of the loans come out, is in the deficit. But between the two, because we can move loans into that mineral lease account, you can consider all the applications, and with some relief for not having to say who you're not going to fund. However, it really is up to you if you choose to fund them or how you fund them. These balances will be as of October 3rd with revenues as of August, or July.
Say that again, please.
The bottom line is a projection with revenues as of what has been deposited in loans and grants and new revenue as of August 26th. That's the revenue balance. So we will get more before October. But you have, so all your decisions should be on the merit of the project, not because CID does or doesn't have funding. However, there is discussion that some projects may be coming in as match money for FEMA as because of the blessed rain that they've received down in through various parts of Utah. I have been contacted, and if they come in, it's like the two on special consideration. They're not on the CID application list, so you have to vote to consider them, and then you vote how you'll fund them. So we have supplemental requests. On your agenda note, it will tell you, and on the agenda, when the supplemental requests were funded. Some of them are unfortunately coming in because they have bids that were too high. Heber is coming in for supplemental funding, but they have closed their loan, so this is going to be a new bond, but it's the same scope of work. So those will be the ones that you discuss. Price City and R6 are the special considerations that you will get them to tell you about them, but you have to vote to consider them. Hopefully you've looked at them. Price City is that flood mitigation match for federal funding, so they have a lot of funding outside of what they're asking you for. And then R6 is to do implementing some software. Anyway, with that, it's good news because we've waited the 2 months, and so revenue has had a chance to accumulate. More will, but all the decisions are up to you now because you don't have to worry. We can't fund this if you don't have money.
Thank you, Ms. Powers. Any questions, comments from the board regarding the financial review? Seeing none, move on to the approval of minutes from the June 6, 2024 meeting and the June 6th to 7th policy meeting.
So moved.
So moved, seconded by Chairman Zanotti, motion made by Ms. Hansen.
Question,
yes, sir.
I want to make a motion after you.
Okay. Yes.
Is this just for the policy, for the funding meeting? There are two minutes.
Do we need a motion for you?
You can
both. We can do both.
I'll make my motion, inclusive of both.
Okay.
Second to say.
Second it. Okay. Motion clarified or amended. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Aye. Motion carried unanimously. Minutes passed. On to item 4, new project. Yes, sorry. Commissioner Adams.
We've got some supplemental requests and special considerations this morning. Those are projects that we have partially funded, apparently, or almost funded. I think we need to consider those first on the agenda, move them up, and consider them before we look at new projects, because we already have skin in the game with those.
Sure.
So it'd be my motion to move those up and put them first on the agenda.
Okay, so a motion to move item 8, special consideration, items 8.1 and 8.2 to the current place on the agenda, seconded by...
I'll make a second with a comment.
Yes.
With that motion and second, are those people here ready for us, or were they counting on us taking 4 or 5 hours before we got to them?
Good question. Do we have members of Christ City and R6 raise their hands, please? I see Christ City.
As well as the supplementals, right?
No.
So,
well, special.
The 7.1 and 7.2.
With special consideration and the supplemental request.
Right. That's what I was seconding, so 7.1 and 2 as well.
Okay. Thank you for clarifying. So, Escalante City, Naples, and Hubert representative.
Okay. Are we all here?
Yeah, it looks good. I saw hands from everybody. Okay. Is that clear for the board before we vote? There's a motion to move items 7 and 8 to the top of the agenda. And seconded by Commissioner Lytle. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay, so we will start with item 7.1, Escalante City MBA. Please come join us. And this is for a request for $400,000, $240,000 coming in grant, $160,000 in loan, 30 years at 1% for a new medical center. Original funding was October 5th, 2023, which was for a $620,000 loan for 30 years at a point and a $940,000 grant, totaling at that time $1,560,000. Welcome. Please introduce yourselves to the board.
Melanie Porter from Escalante City.
Welcome.
Kendrick Thomas from the DeMille Engineering.
All right, thank you for being with us. Please feel free to provide any, you know, overview or brief presentation on the project. Otherwise, I'll turn it over to the board.
Okay, I'm requesting an additional $400,000 part grant, part loan. This project came in over our budget, so we put it back out for bid, hoping that the bids would come in less. They did not. So we had different scheduled items on the new bid. We eliminated the parking lot, the asphalt, sidewalks, to do all that we could to try and get this bid to come in less. It did not, so here we are. Kendrick, do you have anything to add?
No, I don't think so. We had two bids. The first bid, there was just one bidder. On the second bid, we had four bidders. One of those was disqualified. So we've had a few different contractors look at this. And anyway, so the costs are kind of just where they are.
Thank you. Commissioner Lytle.
Just a quick question. In terms of with the supplemental that you asked for, does that put the sidewalk and the parking lot back in? Or
no.
Is that still, you're still working from the bare bones side of it just to get the building?
Right.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes.
How much is the sidewalk and parking lot? How much is that?
Roughly, what was it, 300?
So there's two bid schedules that they are rejecting for the sidewalk and parking lot. One of them was $56,000 for parking lot on the east side, which is kind of a small one, and then $275,000 for the main big parking lot extension.
Could you, if we gave you a loan to do that, could you do that? Or half grant, half loan?
Possible? No, I don't think so. I think we figured if we could, what are your thoughts?
Well, right now we're working with Wayne Community Health Clinic, which will be leasing the building, which is leasing the medical clinic right now. And they don't want to, their funds aren't the best either, so they're trying to keep their loan payments at least $15,000 a year, which would also make ours $15,000 a year, so we could split it. if we just go for the additional 400,000.
We figured we could live without, we could live with the gravel parking lot to keep our payments where we can afford. So, we would love to have an asphalt parking lot.
Yeah, I hate to see a nice medical facility with a gravel parking lot.
Yeah, and this is my hometown, so I need to state conflict here, but I agree.
Well, yeah, but then again, if they fall in the gravel parking lot, you have more business.
True story.
Well, I'll make a motion on this if you're ready.
Yeah.
I'll make a motion that we fund this project, including the asphalt and sidewalk, with the asphalt and sidewalk being additional grant money. That's my motion.
Wait, you have to set funding first. You can't just say funding.
Well, I only made it through fifth grade math. What helped me out here a little bit?
That's what you taught, wasn't it?
So, if they're asking for 240,000 grant, 160 loan, add 256,000 to the 240 grant, that makes.
Plus another 50.
I said 200 and something plus 56.
Okay.
200 and something.
Got that.
Yeah.
So give us the numbers, maybe.
So to do the parking lot and the concert, I apologize. I missed one schedule. It was about 48,000. It would be 350,000.
Additional. On top of the 240. So what's the total grant?
240 plus the.
350
plus what
was it? 600.
Maybe they could double shift the 600 grand.
Yeah, 600 grand. That's
even?
Yep.
Okay, I'll make a motion to give them 600,000 grant, 160 loan, 30 years at 1%.
And we need to expand the rules, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Okay. I'll second that.
Second exemption?
And an exemption.
We don't need any exemption,
nope.
I don't think. Not
for supplemental.
Yeah. So motion made by Commissioner Adams, seconded by Mayor Baker.
Just
discussion?
Yeah, I could discuss. So it hasn't been that long, Bruce, since we were out of money. And we always said when we were out of money, wow, I wish we would have done more loan. I wish we would have had a little bit more austerity in the way we funded things. And now an applicant is coming and you want to upsize their ask for something they haven't even anticipated on the spot. And I know you're doing it for the best interest of your heart, but I want to think about all of the projects that we have to fund, Bruce. Like I know you just want to do the best for these communities and you want them to have everything that they need. Why not let the communities ask for what they need instead of assuming that we want to give them something that may or may not help them in the ways that they want to be helped? They may have another application down the road that is more pressing that we can give them. So, yeah, I'm not in favor of coming in here and trying to upsize every single transaction that people have to try and give away more money from the CIB just because we're not as constrained as we were last year. Like, that just doesn't seem like the right thing for this board to do. So I'm sorry, Bruce. I would vote no if this motion comes through.
Okay. I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
This is no surprise to me.
Okay.
You take that position.
Yeah.
But I take my position.
All right.
Other discussion. Other comments. Hey. Other discussion?
Was there a substitute?
No. We just said, I think the board's aware of what our pools are. We don't need people, we can handle this, okay?
I believe that they would have asked for that had they had support from the clinic. And we struggle to have that clinic and provide those services there. If we didn't have that clinic, we would travel 67 miles just to get a prescription, just to be able to see a doctor. This clinic has made a huge difference in our little community, as I'm sure each rural community can tell us the same story. So if they'd have had the chance, if Wayne would have stepped up and said, we're willing, they would have asked for this portion. in that.
Okay. Other discussion? Seeing none, I'll call for a vote on the motion.
The motion is a 600,000 grant and 160 loan 30 year at 1%, which would include the extra 360 additional sidewalk and curb and gutter parking lot.
Clarification real quick. Is this grant or the bond in the loan part?
No, this has not been closed.
Okay. Thank you. Sorry to interrupt.
Good question. Treasurer Slaw.
No.
Ms. Hansen.
I'm going to vote no because I think Kurt made some good points, but I would love to see this project fully funded as requested, and it would be great if we come back at some point in the future to help finish it off. Thank you.
Commissioner Bartholomew.
Yes. Yes.
Commissioner Lytle.
Yes.
Mayor Baker.
Yes.
Commissioner Miles.
Aye.
Commissioner Taylor?
Do I get a vote?
Yes.
Yes.
Can you vote?
Yes. Nope. Just my community. Okay. Yes. Definitely yes.
Commissioner Brown?
Yes.
Commissioner Adams?
Yes.
Mr. Zanotti?
Aye.
That motion passes.
Quick comment, if I may. In deference to the treasurer as well as to Ms. Hansen at the planning and budget, your thoughts are well taken in terms of where we're headed, but at the same time, living in these smaller communities and being able to, knowing your points were well made and well argued, but at the same time, when there are opportunities to finish a project rather than have it be more expensive later, if we have the opportunity to do it, I feel very comfortable voting yes. Can we do it for everybody? Is there going to be issues with whether that's how that works or doesn't work? At this moment, I think for this project, I can justify my yes without constraint. So, but I do appreciate your points, both of you.
Okay, thank you for that. Moving on.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Item 7-2, Naples City. Please join us at the table. The request is $1.7 million for $1.25 in grant, $450,000 in loan, 20 years at half a point for stormwater preservation, road crossings, and road safety project, original funded October 1st, 2020. Original funding was for $1,262,000 in grant and $473,000 loan for 20 years at half a point for a total of $1.735. And then we have contributions from Naples, Vernal, Uinta County Cash for $99,000. You guys could get it to $100,000. UDOT, $150,000. Solid number. Thank you, Chairman Zanotti. And NRCS, $561,000. Another weird number. Should have left it at $560,000. So, welcome. Please introduce yourself to the board and provide any comments.
Yes. My name is Mike Davis. I'm the Naples City and the Naples City Manager. I was hired on in 2021, so I was working for Vernal City, so I was aware of the project. I did have more people, but they're at the League of Cities and Towns, and so they thought they could have a few classes before they came. So I guess they get to stay there. They don't have to come anymore. Yes, this project was in 2020, maybe before some of you were born, but we're going to get it done now. This project, like it was in 2020, with the different players, as Mr. Wells has pointed out, we had to go to NRCS, which is the Natural Resource. NEPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, jumped in. Therefore, boom, we had to mitigate things. We had to reevaluate things. And because, I don't know if you've seen this map, you can see that starts to clear up I'm guessing at 3,000 west, 2,000 north in Uinta County. It traverses down, meanders down through Crossroads, all the way there. It goes through Uinta County, through Vernal, back to Uinta County, back to Naples, back to Uinta County. And we end at 2,000 east, 2,500 south. So, across Highway 40 even to go do this project. So, this is quite a big project to do. This project finally got approved. I had to go back to D.C., got funding. They put on their table. They finally approved it. Not as much as was anticipated, but they did get their money. Bids went out in August finally. They came back. BHI bid it at $19 million and $33 million were the two bids. $19 million and $32 million, which, no surprise to you, you've seen bids fluctuate. I mean, the difference in them is unreal lately. But our portion of that. So we're doing the stormwater. The canal company has come in. They're gonna leave that channel open for us. They're doing their own project. Our portion of that contract is, it's my different, and then I'll just kind of talk and you guys can ask me any questions that we go through. If we just look at, so down through that, as that meanders down through, we have to pay for any time that pipe goes under the roads, any road, that's the road crossing. So as it meanders and breaks through roads, we have to pipe that, and that's the road crossing section. I kind of broke it into two sections because when it gets into Naples City, we are piping 2500 south, that storm channel right there, and we're going to put some box culverts in for our storm water and then hopefully come back, we'll see where we're at to pave that street. That's one of our arterial roads, one of our main roads coming through there. With that portion, in 2020 they came to CID for the $2.5 million. Our breakout of that was $4.7 million. Rough numbers. I come from finance. I'm with you. I round my numbers. So I'm not getting specific. I'm being as specific I can. Rough numbers was then as close to 2.176. I went to 2.2 rough numbers on it. As I got those numbers, which we were hoping to stay the same, but they were high. I jumped on, called a meeting with Uinta County, and RCS said they would pass. They got up some future. Called UDOT. It was one-time fund. They're great. Appreciate that. Met with Uinta County, Vernal City. Uinta County is doing some grubbing work, doing some other work on it. They're involved outside of this, putting money into the project. Vernal City is heavily in their downtown. But we looked at the $2.2 million on that. We figured we could knock off $500,000 off of that by slip lining some. We looked at the engineer. They wanted to slow fill a bunch of stuff. We could do that different by putting more gravel stuff around it, still slow fill it, cut things back. Here we take $500,000 off there. Got us down to the $1.7 million, and then I came back. That's why I came to CID for the $1.7. That loan portion of that was the $450,000 on Maple City, 2,500 people. So I went to the county, back to Vernal City, and said, hey, it'd be nice if I could get some help with this loan payment. I don't want to be. I figure most of my cost that went up is in the costing section. So I got, of the 460, I got Uinta County to contribute $190,000 to my loan payment. I went to, they made a motion on it. We're looking at redoing the interlocal. But they want to go two loan payments so that they could help me with the loan payments over the 20 years. Vernal City said they would give $90,000 and they would contribute that. I'm not sure how they were going to give me the money, but they did. And then I went to my own council, and we put another $170,000 in to get the loan payments done to get this project done. So, now I'm back to you guys with the 1.7.
Thank you. Thank you for that. I'll open up to the board for questions for the applicant or motion.
First of all, kudos for all of the work you've done and all the stream pulling to work that out to be such a collaborative project with all the, because everybody benefits one way. You just happen to be at the end of the pipe. So, I mean, if it doesn't work for you, it won't work for any of them. And so it looks like it's that collaboration. And if there's not a lot more discussion, I'd make a motion to go ahead and approve as requested.
One second. Motion made to approve as requested, second by Commissioner Lytle, second by Commissioner Miles. Discussion on the motion. Seeing none, I'll call for a vote, please. Motion is to fund as requested. We're suspending the rules. Good, right?
What rules are we suspending? Just tell me.
To fund immediately?
You would normally fund at a funding meeting, but on supplemental, you fund when it's brought to the board.
Oh. Thank you. Suspend and fund is.
Send Steve up from here to that.
Suspend and fund? Yeah, I just want to make sure I could get home quickly.
Mr. Slaw?
Yes.
Ms. Hansen?
Yes.
Commissioner Bartholomew?
Yes.
Commissioner Lytle?
Yes.
Mayor Baker?
I'm going to abstain.
Thank you. Commissioner Miles?
Aye.
Commissioner Taylor?
Yes.
Commissioner Brown?
Yes.
Commissioner Adams?
Yes.
Mr. Zanotti?
Aye.
That motion passes with
Thank you.
Baker abstaining.
Thank you. Congratulations to Maple City. Up next, item 7.3 is Heber City. Please join us at the board. The request is for $7,581,000 in loan at 1.5% for a sewer and pressurized irrigation phase one, originally funded February 3rd of 2022, for a total of $20,509,000. The loan for 30 years at 1.5%. This loan is closed. This will be a supplemental loan for the same scope of work. Welcome. Please provide a brief introduction and any comments.
Is that 1.5 or 2.5?
It's 1.5 and 2.5 on the other paper.
Well, sorry, it's 1.5 for this project. Yeah. The Heber area had 2, and yeah. My bad. The other one is at 2.5.
So which?
This is for the one you see, and it's 1.5% on the $20 million loan.
The original loan was 2.5?
The original loan was 1.5.
So what's 2.5?
Heber Valley Special Service District.
That was a different project.
A different project.
Okay.
So the 1.5.
Go ahead.
Good morning. Good morning. My name is Matt Brower. I serve as the Heber City Manager. I'll let my team introduce themselves.
My name is Russ Funk. I'm the Heber City Engineer.
Yeah.
Good morning. On behalf of the Heber City Council and Mayor, we express our thanks for allowing us to be here this morning to make this supplemental request. I'm going to take just a moment to refresh you regarding the nature of this project. This is Heber City's central water sewer line replacement project. It's a project that is intended to replace 60 square blocks of water sewer line that are in many cases in excess of 80 years of age. This project went under construction in the summer of 22. It continued in the summer of 23, 24, and will finish next year, the summer of 25. You're all aware of the precipitous inflationary pressures that we've had. It has had quite an effect upon this project. Hence, that's why we're here this morning to make the supplemental request.
Thank you. I'll open it up to the board for questions for the applicant, for a motion, comments.
Mr. Chairman.
Chairman Zanotti, please.
So the first phase already closed. You closed on that portion. It's all done deal.
That is correct.
There's no footlock. There's no leftovers or shortage at that time. Just you need to stop and close there.
That's correct.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. If there's no question, I'll make a motion to accept as requested for the same scope of 1.5%.
Okay. Motion made. Mm-hmm. Now that we got a motion on the floor, we got to have another second before I turn it over.
turn it over to discussion and comments. So we've got to have a second before we can start.
I'll second it to put it on the table.
Okay. Motion second. Commissioner Miles.
Have you shopped anywhere else for money?
We have. This is a project that consists of water lines, sewer lines, and pressure irrigation lines. We were recently awarded a 0% loan for 25 years from the Board of Water Resources in the amount of
$4 million.
So we're looking for specifically the sewer line and pressure irrigation portion of the project.
Okay, thank you.
So I'm going to just point out a couple of facts on Heber City. So relative to a lot of rural Utah, Heber City is much like the Wasatch Front in terms of economy. It's booming, thriving, has a lot of tax revenue to come in from a lot of different places. So whereas in a lot of the communities that we fund don't necessarily have a lot of other options, I would view Heber City as a community that is relatively wealthy, has other options that they should be able to find and fund. And so I hesitate when I see $7.5 million, knowing how many small rural projects that could actually fund. And I know it's a loan, but for 30 years, we're not going to see that for a long time. The other thing that goes through my mind is Heber City isn't, I think they're a class one on the rainbow sheet, right? They don't produce a lot of minerals relative to a lot of the other counties. Now, I know you have impact from Uinta County that comes through, but I don't necessarily see this project as having direct impact for mineral production. And so I'm not really sure which way I'd vote. I just would feel derelict if I didn't point out those reservations that I have when I see a project like this, especially at $7.5 million. I know this is a supplemental. We've already funded the first phase one, but $7.5 million is a loss. So I guess my question is similar, like, if we didn't fund it, what would be your next option to go ahead and figure out how to get this built? Because I would assume that with an economy the size of Heber, you guys have some other options. What kind of other options do you have?
Yeah, please.
Thank you, and those are valid concerns. Heber City probably could go out and shop and get a loan for higher interest rate. What that would impact is the rates that our residents are paying for these utilities. Since 2022, so over the past 3 years, we've had significant increases to these rates. Wastewater, our sewer bill, we increased in 2022 24%.
What is that dollar amount? The percent doesn't help me.
So,
pardon me.
No, that's okay. So that increase was about $7. And then in 2023, we increased it again, another 24%, and in 2024, another 7%. So that increase, you know, all in was about $18.
So the sewer bill is what?
So currently, an average household sewer is $47. So there's going to be a lot higher. That's kind of average user, not average bill, if that makes sense. In addition, we have already adopted our city council in the next 5 years additional increases of 10%, 9%, 8%, 7%. And we have similar, I could go over the numbers for you as well. In pressurized irrigation, we've also done significant increases, 15%, 15%, 15%, as well as 5% schedules for the next few years. And so we could, but as far as affordability and the actual rates, the reason we were awarded 0% interest from the Division of Water Resources for the water portion is because we exceed that affordability rate for water. And so, yes, we could, but it would increase. It would result in a substantially higher bill.
That's understandable. I mean, the issue with that, though, and the points are well taken, I concur, you know, with the treasurer in that this soaks up a lot of capital for the communities that are producers that don't have a lot of blessings that you have on the Wasatch back in Heber, you know, that's growing where Park City is kind of exploding out everywhere. So I do think, you know, I'll say this, I do think this sits out of the fairway for us. You know, I think that the CIB if we get involved in this, we should consider increasing the interest rate to be more institutional level, because this isn't, you know, from my perspective, this isn't, it's out of the fairway for us. Mr. Bartholomew.
So can I make an alternate motion at this point?
Yep. Can I make that comment?
You can. You can. We've got a lot of comments going around.
All right. I agree with what has been said there. I went to a tournament there over the Labor Day weekend, and beautiful homes up in there, beautiful valley. I'd like to make the motion that we fund this with 100% loan at 4%.
And your second? Substitute motion.
Don't we usually do the supplement at the same original rate?
I have a question. I know you have a motion, but why is this supplement? If the original has closed already, wouldn't this be a new project?
No, it's a supplement.
No?
This is a supplemental, and we have talked a lot about it being supplemental. The scope of work did not change. They just didn't get into the guts of the project, and there are shortfalls in funding for the original scope of work. They have closed the loans. They've issued the bonds. The reason you issue supplemental funding in the same terms is because they have not. You would have to do two bonds to change the terms of the supplemental. In this case, it's up to the board, because this is a supplemental for the same scope of work, but they need more money.
So this is
they've already closed and proceeded. And
this is in the original bid. All this work was in the original bid. Whatever, and all of a sudden your contractor comes back and wants $7.5 million more?
Yeah, if I could explain that a little bit. So this project is a very large project. Overall, with this additional request, this project's about $56 million project. It was phased in such a way that there were supposed to be an original three phases of this project. So we closed each of those phases, or we contracted each one of those phases individually. The phase 1A, we had a contract. Yes, they lived within it. In fact, there was remaining contingency after that first phase 1A project. At that time, we had estimates for the remaining phases, if that makes sense. And then when we got to phase 2, we did the same thing. We finalized the phase 2 contract and had an estimate for phase 3. So it was in the complexity of estimates getting into the actual design and what is going to be needed in these areas. The exact same area that we originally applied for is still the same scope of work. Just the complexity and the increases in cost. But this has probably been the highest inflationary period that I've seen in my career working in this industry. And we've got now, instead of, well, we still have three phases, but it's going into 4 years as well, and that's all.
Okay, hold on real quick. We've got a substitute motion on the floor, so that either needs to have a second or die before we can get back to, you know, discussion. So we have a substitute motion to fund this 100% loan at 4%. Is there a second to that motion?
I would second, and also with a comment that a 4% loan still puts them below market of what they would have to do if they went directly to the market using their bond rating and just issued bonds with going public finance or something.
Okay.
So that's still a subsidized rate. We're still providing some value there.
Okay, so thank you, Treasurer. So the substitute motion is now on the table. Comments, Chairman, or excuse me, Commissioner Lyle. Comments.
Pardon me for reiterating or being redundant potentially, but and a question to the board or staff. When we funded it, did we fund all the phases, or was it intended that there would be supplementals for each phase as you came back?
You funded the entire project, and we anticipated that what you funded would be sufficient, not recognizing the significant inflationary pressure that's taken place over the last 3 years.
It's a $56 million project. You're asking for $7 million more, and inflation has gone. What are the numbers on inflation? Do those match up in terms of the increases?
Well,
or has there been...
I ran some numbers since 2020. Just looking at CPIU, which is a general basket, there's been 20% inflation since 2020.
We
so their increases are within
I can't remember when you did this.
Right.
I guess I'm not.
I guess that's where I'm headed. It's not surprising that it would be that significant.
All right. Here we go. We're getting loose.
I can just give it the perspective from the UDOT. Our project is still coming 35% to 55% above the estimate. Still.
I was just looking for some reference.
So this $7 million is not even close to our inflation. Sure.
I don't have any more questions.
Okay, so the motion is to fund at the max. Tool recommendation.
You have one more comment.
Yeah, and sorry about that, but it's combined. Sewer and your outside irrigation, pressurized irrigation. Is there any way you can just do the sewer, those who people have, and then not do the pressure, and make them individuals come in and buy into that if they want to do it? I mean, we're pleasant.
And that's actually why I came up. So Marcus Keller with Cruz and Associates, I appreciate the question, Mayor Baker. That was actually something we discussed because we understand there's a lot of sensitivity to the size of this loan right now. This would actually be issued in two separate bonds, a PI bond and a sewer bond. The sewer system is the one we're most concerned about because it already has the high increases over the next 5 years. It's approximately $4.5 million for that portion of the project. And so if there's any way that we could potentially look at financing the sewer even at a potentially 2.5%, that would allow us to be able to just keep the increases the city's already currently done through their rate study over a 30-year period, so 2.5 to 30 years, and then we could do the PI in a direct purchase or some kind of private placement, and then that might be a compromise to allow approximately $3 million to go towards other financing sources, and we'll just figure out how to do the PI separately because it's only has a 5% increase over the next 2 years, so we feel like it has more room to say, okay, we can go back, increase that 10%, 5% more in line with the water and sewer, and potentially just do that as a direct placement somewhere. So that's kind of how we felt like they're giving some of this authorization back to CIB to use for other projects. Huh?
Sure.
So with
that
in mind, if you were in our place, what would that motion look like?
It would be approximately 4.5%. Oh, I'm sorry.
4.5%.
I'm good.
4.5%.
Did you make a motion?
Let me repeat that, all right?
No, I want to hear how Marcus would phrase it, and then whether it fits us.
And then you'll do it.
Oh. Well, if it makes sense.
So let me.
Sorry, can I pull up my calculator here really quick?
It might be.
We're going to need to vote on the one that's on the table and needs to die before we can get back to making new money.
And I apologize. We ran the numbers. It would be $5.9 million at 2.5% for 30 years.
Okay. So 5.9 at 2.5%? Is that what you're saying?
For 30 years. Per sewer. And then we would do the PI on our own.
I guess I would make that motion. I would fund this project by putting $9 million at 2.5% and 30 years, please.
Kurt, you're getting soft on me, man.
Yeah.
Hey,
you just cut it.
We
did
that.
I'll be the one to say I still don't know.
My thoughts on this, guys, is it the right role for CIB to be subsidizing infrastructure in these communities, particularly like this, that's kind of in a hub and a hub and smoke off of Park City. This doesn't meet the criteria in my perspective of these producing counties that, really need this help. With that being said, I'll call for a roll call vote, please.
Who was the second?
I love Heber. Don't get me wrong.
This is to fund $5.9 million for sewer only at 30-year 2.5%. Mr. Slaw?
Yes.
Ms. Hanson?
Yep.
Mr. Bartholomew?
Well, I'm an odd man out. No. I think the interest is too low.
We need some more peanuts.
Commissioner Lytle?
No.
Mayor Baker?
No.
Commissioner Miles?
No.
Commissioner Taylor?
No.
Commissioner Brown?
No.
Commissioner Adams?
Yes.
Mr. Zanotti?
Nay.
That motion fails with 3 opposed.
Okay.
Or 3 in favor.
Point of order. That took that substitute out. We have a substitute ahead of it plus the original motion.
Yep. So the second substitute is to fund at the max with the motion made by Mayor Baker, which is
the max recommendation from the school, which is all loan at 4%.
But back at
7.5 million.
Yes, we are. And I'm going to make a substitute that will mirror what the assistant or the associate, what are you? Treasurer's representative.
The devil's advocate.
The treasurer's motion with a change in percent to 3.5% on the loan. 30 years.
For the full amount or back to the sewer?
No.
The 5.9.
Yes, the 5.9.
So 5.9, 30 years at 3.5? Is that what I heard?
Yes.
Okay.
I'll second.
Second. Roll call vote.
Who was the second?
Commissioner you? Taylor.
Okay. This is the third substitute motion for $5.9 million at 3.5% interest, 30 years.
Is this a suspend, real quick, is this a suspend in fund? Or do we want to hear this?
I think they typically are.
They are. When they come in as supplemental, it means the project is underway.
Well, I know that. I just got confused because there is a loan flow.
Yeah. This is tricky.
Roll call vote.
Yep. This is for the 3.5%. Treasurer Slaw.
Yes.
Ms. Hansen.
Yep.
Mr. Bartholomew?
I don't think the interest is too low, but yes.
Mr. Lytle?
Yes.
Mayor Baker?
Yes.
Mr. Miles?
I'd just like to say one comment. You know, people in Wasatch County are friends in Duchesne County, and we understand the growing pains we've had. I think we've funded some other projects a higher percentage lately, and so I think you should be happy that you got 3.5%.
Maybe you'll get a deal on your garbage.
Yeah. No. No, but in fact, there's probably going to be rate increase. But that being said, I feel for struggles that you've had because of major boom growth. So, how about I?
Mr. Taylor?
Yes.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Adams?
Yes.
Mr. Zanotti?
Aye.
That motion passes unanimously with the chairman abstaining.
Congratulations. Dave.
Thank you. We appreciate your consideration.
Thanks, everybody. Thank you. Okay. Well done. That was good work.
I make a motion to consider 8.1, Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
Special consideration.
Yep. So we're up next is item 8.1, Price City. Please join us at the table here. Representatives from Price City, this is a special consideration request, $600,000, 50% of that in grant, 50% a loan at half a point for an emergency flood detention pond. Monitoring season. Yes.
Second for my motion.
We don't need the motion. We already moved the agenda around. We already moved that.
No, we have to vote.
For this one, you have to do that.
Okay.
I will second. Yes.
Motion to hear the special consideration made by Chairman Zanotti, seconded by Commissioner Miles. All in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Good. Motion passes. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.
Price City, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. My name is Mike Corianis. I'm the Price City Mayor.
I'm Miles Nelson, the Public Works Director.
Well, tell us about your project.
Sure, and before I begin on this quick brief summary of how this came about, I'd like to thank the board for considering our project and under special consideration. and especially thank the staff for guiding us to get the project application in. It's been very user-friendly, I'll say it that way. So, on June 21st, we had a major event in the north part of town, actually north part of town plus all the territory north of the town of our city. There's a quite a wide expanse of drainage that happens right above the north part of the town. In about 45 minutes, we received 2 inches of rain in that area. It overwhelmed our system we have up down that end. We're fortunate we had a system installed in 2017 with the help of CIB that probably mitigated a lot of more damage that would have happened. But the storm damage caused a lot of property damage, caused displacement of people out of apartments. They were flooded up to the chest in their apartments. We had city employees carrying residents out of their apartments to help get them out of there and get their lives out of danger. So it was a traumatic day that day. We had a lot of support come in after that from the NRCS. They came down and visited the area to see what the damage that had been done from the storm. And the state representatives were very supportive in helping us put together a proposal for the NRCS through their EWP program, the Emergency Watershed Protection Program. And as a result of that, we have received a notice of award for a $3,078,000 grant. We just barely received a notice of award yesterday, so I'll give a copy to Candace on that. It's officially in place. What we're asking for is, with that $3 million grant, we have to, of that $3 million grant, we have to come up with $701,000 of that grant or that project. And what we're asking the CIB for is $600,000 of that $700,000 in form of loan and grant, half and half. We're one of the things that the NRCS is in two parts of the project. Excuse me, let me explain what we're doing. The two parts of the project include a armoring of a ditch that we have that goes from our water tank down to the northern part of town. It's called Wood Hill. There's a dirt ditch there now that was pretty much destroyed from the flood. We're going to armor that ditch, the cement ditch, so it will be able to be cleaned easily from other sediment that may come in the future. It'll also carry the water better away from the residents up there. Yet the second part of the project is a little bit bigger part of the project, which is the debris basin, which we're talking about putting over on the meat wash. And that will be about a 2-acre-foot capacity basin that will actually slow the flow of the water from hitting the north end of town on that wash. That wash gathers a huge drainage area above town. And so we actually had a proposal a few years back. We had an engineering firm do a proposal to possibly put a pond back there a few years ago. So we have a kind of a proposed or a draft of a project that we can follow in the design for. The design was done. Preliminary design is the same kind of words that was done. So we're going to use that for the model on that. But those two projects pretty much make up the request. We have our stormwater fund that we're using our $100,000 from that we'll be drawing that from, but we're trying to retain more of that fund in case this goes over. The NRCS requires that anything that's over their budget, if it goes over the total budget of the project, it falls back on the sponsor, falls back on us to provide that difference. So that's why we're trying to retain some of those funds in case we have to have them for the contingency.
All right. Thank you.
So that's kind of a brief explanation we're after.
Appreciate it. Questions for the applicant, Commissioner Miles and Ms. Hanson.
So you've secured an engineering firm, okay?
Yes, I'm glad you brought that up. We actually are in the process of an RFQ that closes on Monday, and we're going to be making a selection next week on that.
So have you anticipated what your in-kind match or anything like that will be with the funds that you're asking for?
We didn't plan on any in-kind. We had that potential. That's an opportunity. With this work, we're going to hire all of it out, contractors.
Probably limited bandwidth on your public works department.
It does. There are some improvements that are not covered by the NRCS project. They won't pay for culverts. They won't pay for certain things. Right. We're going to have our crews do that part and pick that up that way.
I've been through the whole class on EWP twice. Duchesne County has done about $13.5 million in project money for NRCS and two projects. I think, you know, what was amazing to me is that through in-kind donations from DNR, our own riprap, and our own in-kind work, we did those projects both, which is very, very much. And so I think, you know, I don't know if you reached out to UDOT to see if there's any possibility of riprap or Carbon County to see if they've got some riprap. That in-kind match goes a long ways, making up that 25%.
Yeah, I've had offers from the county to help us with the riprap.
Yeah, Commissioner Jensen has been helping us.
But if you can monetize that in terms of your match, what that value is that the point you're making?
Yes. Right. Yeah, I think if you find a very creative engineering company, they can help you do that.
Pardon me for
stepping in. Those are my questions. Thank you.
Ms. Hanson.
Thank you. I'm so sorry that this happened. That is a bummer. And yeah, it's nice to have the rain, but we want it to come, you know, slower. have you reached out to the Utah Division of Emergency Management? They offer a bunch of hazard mitigation grants as well. There's both disaster grants and non-disaster grants. So you might want to look into that. If you just... I can even send you a link to where you can access those grants, but the Utah Division of Emergency Management Disaster Grant. There's a handful of things there. So I'd love for you guys to look into that, but I would be inclined to support this request because, you know, it's hard when things like this happen and emergencies you got to take care of. So.
Is that a motion?
Sure, I'll make a motion.
Second.
To fund those requests.
Second. Okay. Discussion.
I have one discussion. So this is likely below the pool range. I don't know if, because it's a special consideration, if we still have to provide a rationale or I think special consideration is one of the reason. I just want to make sure we're following the special circumstances.
Or does it fit emergency response?
Emergency response, either one.
I'll add that for emergency.
Emergency response. Okay. Great. I'll call for a roll call vote, please. Fund as requested with emergency response has been mentioned.
Treasurer Slaw?
Yes.
Ms. Hanson?
Yeah.
Commissioner Bartholomew?
Yeah.
Commissioner Lytle?
Yes.
Mayor Baker?
Yes.
Commissioner Miles?
Aye.
Commissioner Taylor?
Yes.
Commissioner Brown?
Yes.
Commissioner Adams?
Yes.
Mr. Zanotti?
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously with the chairman abstaining.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Up next, we'll have representatives from the R6 Regional Council. Here for a special consideration item 8-2 for a $30,000 grant for a capital improvement plan pilot program. Just coming with a lot of two thumbs up from Christina Oliver.
Awesome.
Welcome. Motion.
I'll make that motion to consider this. Okay. No second.
Second is all those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Tell us about your pilot program, gentlemen.
Yes. Shane Morrison, I'm community advisor with R6.
Hi, I'm community advisor with R6 as well.
We'll be brief. Seems like this has been a conversation for quite some time, right, around the state and within our communities, to produce a statewide CIP or a region-wide CIP. We want to run a pilot to basically determine if it can be done, right? Produce a product to show the state or related parties to potentially take it to another level and produce a greater benefit. We've met with several state agencies, DWS, DOPD, the Gov's office, on this topic. I think it's important to point out this is not a spreadsheet. It's not a small project. We're trying to do something more than that. We're trying to develop a software, a dashboard, a nice user interface, right, that can present these community projects in a nice way for funding sources like CID or others around the state. The governor's office, if they ask, hey, how many water projects do you have in your region that need to be funded right now, we can pull this dashboard up and say, hey, we've worked with all of our communities to pull these together. This is the list, right? This is how much money is needed. The point is to have it, and really we want it to be easy to use, high quality interface. It's for municipalities, counties, etc. It wouldn't be a wish list, right? The idea is for this to be very realistic, projects that are ready within the next year, numbers on those projects, long-term down the road, of course, if we want realistic numbers, we'll have to have consultants involved in some way, to where we can have those updated numbers, included. Maybe we have a more accurate one-year list and then projections down the road that are updated as we move along. Maybe the question comes up, why now versus later, why hasn't it been done if it's been discussed for quite some time? I think from our standpoint, one of the reasons we have the capacity at this point, right? R6, with some of the funding from the legislature for the LAA program, as well as some funding from CID, CDBG, etc. We have 5 community advisors that work closely with all 49 of our communities in 6 counties. And so we feel that we can have boots on the ground to go out and help put this together. Open to questions. If funded, we would run an RFP, work with a consultant on this, and move forward that way if possible. So obviously it's up to you, but we would hope for suspending funds so that we could get rolling on the project right now and release the RFP and get moving. But,
yeah. Just I think administrative as an exemption, if we decide if we need the exemption, would fit it well. But I'll leave that to the board. Commissioner Lytle and then Ms. Hansen.
Kudos on thinking forward with this kind of planning. So right now, each of our AOGs, in order to even come before CID, the communities are supposed to have the CASI part of this, right? What's the difference between CASI and this? And then are you guys asking to do a statewide thing to actually provide that continuity and the consistency between AOGs? This, are we asking, I've got a list and some will be kind of redundant or even just philosophical questions, but is this, so we've hired people in each of the AOGs to do a lot of this work already. So I guess the big question to it is, if any of those are easy ones, why wouldn't this just come out, be a budgetary thing through the admin through TCID instead of a request as a project? And I'm curious about that. Or is it even part of the planning, part of the budget that we approve, if I remember right, that we approve at the beginning of the year or different years? And it's kind of a question to staff.
Good question.
This project has been supported by Christina Oliver. They have been suggested that it cannot be taken out of that budgetary amount. It is above and beyond what they can do, as they have stated.
In terms of the fact, just the way that like the constraints of the way the money's been put in, or the
Money that CID allocates to the AOGs is by tranches, and it is for planning and the administrative details that support CID. So this is kind of something above and beyond what was in their scope of work for use of that money.
The scope of work. Thank you.
Thank you so much. I had kind of a related question, but you know, I think we CIB funds staff, which is primarily the staff time of you all, which do great work, but this would be a software purchase, and so it would be above and beyond kind of the scope of the people that we're already funding, although their time would contribute towards the development of the tool. I think this is a great idea. I really love the concept of putting together a statewide list of all of the needs. I think it would be tremendously helpful to this board to be able to see the broad spectrum of here are all the needs that are out there to help us inform our decision-making as individual projects come to us. I think it would be really helpful for the state and also potentially to get more money either into CID or to support rural infrastructure if we can see the big picture of all of the needs that exist across the state. One caution I would say is garbage in equals garbage out, and so the data that needs to go into this database I think would need to be very carefully vetted and make sure that it's not as can say kind of a wish list. You know, you need to like really hone in on these are important projects that have been carefully evaluated, costed. They are the top priorities. So I think that would be a critical piece of it. But I think it would be really helpful. I think it would be a great tool for us as a state and as a board to have a big picture vision. One question I do have is, would this not fall into, and this is maybe a canvas question, would this not fall into this $50,000 planning grant category? Because I feel like it is planning, and those typically don't come to the board. Those are just approved separately, correct?
And
this feels like a planning type of exercise, and so I wondered if it even needs to come to the board or if that's another path for it, essentially. And it's not a lot of money.
No, not a lot of money. As you said, it's software. So it was kind of out of the purview of that small planning grant, and it does not have, at least on the application, does not indicate 50% required cash match.
Oh,
software and consultants, right?
Yeah, I heard consultants.
Yeah, we're not just pulling, but
so,
I don't want to digress.
Go ahead.
So this is a database project, right? You just have to find somebody to develop a database. The data is already out there. We're just aggregating it up and creating some reporting around it, right? Am I missing anything?
To some degree, yes. The funding that we're requesting, right, is for the production of a new dashboard, a user interface that we can have community advisors go gather that information that's already out there. As Laura mentioned, garbage in, garbage out. We all obviously want to ensure that information that's coming in is quality, so there's going to be some additional work on our side. But that piece is not what we're requesting funding for. We're simply requesting funding to produce the dashboard.
Okay. Just to follow up on my, you know, I'll be quiet, I think, for a minute. $30,000 is going to finish the project, and how much have you asked? You used sewer and water as an example, or is it purely sewer and water? If not, I would be willing to make a motion to fund a third of it and go to water and sewer with DEQ to fund the other two-thirds, because if you're not doing it collaboratively, and I'm not hitting on the money part so much as the collaboration in this project in terms of garbage in, garbage out, or sewer in and sewer out, we're not the experts on that, nor are our AOGs, in my opinion. If there's not a collaborative tie with those with the folks that are already requiring this of their systems, it almost feels redundant, because in the sense that we already asked them to bring that stuff, so I'm not sure what your ask is supplying relative to if you're not speaking collaboratively with drinking water or wastewater in terms of how that I don't want to plan to just plan.
Yeah.
And you didn't provide the evidence for me to support it.
Okay. If I can speak to that, if that's okay.
Yeah, please do, and then back to the treasurer.
And deference to the director, and I know she likes the project as well as I'm sure planning and zoning for a budget does. But I'd like to see more meat.
Yeah. We've spoken with several city agencies, right, with the $30,000 to run the pilot. our plan long term, obviously, is to secure additional funding to take it statewide if the pilot runs successfully.
When you say statewide, yeah. Are you talking Salt Lake, Weber, Davis counties? I mean, that's the other part.
I mean,
how big is this?
Yeah, I don't know how and far it will move outside the pilot.
That's the value of the CID.
Yeah. The question always comes up in our region, at least, from the governor's office or GOPB, et cetera, how much funding do you need, right? When we meet with state agencies, what are your water pipes? And we don't know the answer to that question, right? I mean, all the little municipalities have their own CIP. You can go to Richfield and they'll pull up their CIP and say, here's our project, right? But as a region, we struggle to come up with those numbers. This idea is to put that together so that when somebody comes to R6 or another agency that's working with us on projects and says, hey, how much money do you need from the state, from the legislature, from a funding source like CID, et cetera, for all of your water projects, or sewer, or recreation, it really is all of their capital projects, right? We have an idea on that. And then obviously it can work from there and develop and adapt it as things move along. We're just simply trying to get the ball rolling, run a pilot here and show that the work can be done. We're willing to put the work in. We just want the dashboard to be able to demonstrate.
Sounds like the to be able to enable the other AOGs to be able to use this and keep it up to date. Is a goal.
Actually, I think you'd be able to use it statewide. I mean, we'd be able to look at it. CDBG would be able to look at it.
Yep.
Correct.
Okay, I got to get back to Treasure Flaw because his comments. Okay, and this is like a $30,000 item, and I know we have a lot more, so I don't want to spend a lot of time on it, but here's my perception. This is a database project. Yeah, it has some value. I don't know what the development costs are behind that. Like, you haven't run any RFPs. Like, ideally, yeah. You would have come to us with already some bids or quotes on what the development cost would be, and then we could say, okay, we'll fund that development cost because it's outside the scope of what's yeah. already been funded. But where we don't have those, what I don't want to do is just give you a big supplemental to your budget because I don't know that that's fair coming from the fund.
Yeah.
So, and then I think that's what the point that Jack was making. So I want to make a motion, and the motion is I'll fund up to $30,000, but I think you need to produce receipts that show the development cost, and we fund only the development, not sure. staff work or anything that goes into populating the data, but only, like I said, like a Salesforce database or something that you're doing, whatever contracts you have for developers, we pay up to $30,000 for the development. Anything beyond that, though, gets returned to CIV. That would be the most.
And potentially have to go find partners to support it within your AOG.
Is there a second to the motion?
Second.
Okay.
One question.
Yeah.
So I agree that that would be a good idea, but when you say you have to go to every city to see what their water sewer needs are, that's not in my mind, we're already adding them into the AOG. So we already have an AOG list, and all those communities are already on that information. So I'm not sure what you're saying when you say, I know what's going to coordinate, basically you're coordinating the AOG list of projects. And then my second part of that question is, right now in our county, the mayors get together with the commission and we prioritize and determine, is that going to change?
So, I mean, I believe you're speaking to your prioritization meeting with CID, correct? That has occurred year after year. The projects on the CID list do come from the CASI, et cetera. This is related in some way. Some of those projects will carry over, right? But this is not just projects for CID. So CID's list is projects that you would like to see at the CID board to be funded, right? This is all of the community's projects.
But it wouldn't change the decision process.
For CID.
It wouldn't change the decision process.
My understanding is that we'll be able to see this statewide now. Instead of just you being able to see your AOG and me see my AOG, we'd be able to see all these projects. The governor could look it up and see all these projects that he has. The legislators would be able to see these projects. And a CID board, CDBG board would all be able to see these projects.
And I think that's the great part of this. But my question is, does it change the commissioners? It doesn't. Yeah. So we're still...
It is adding another layer. There's always this desire for one list to rule them all, right? And the AOGs, you know, kind of are in silos, and the communities get silos. I mean, I can pick on Moab City because they're not here, and I pick on them anyways, but they don't know what their projects are or priorities. So sometimes it's a little aspirational, you know, to expect the AOGs, you know, to kind of go in and clean that up, but... you know, anyhow, I think the intent's pretty clear. And you know, they said this is regional, and R6 is obviously doing a great job, you know, so the idea is to scale it out if it's successful, you know. But it is obviously causing a little confusion, and it's another layer, at least right now, which assumes that the way we're currently doing it and compiling project data is not working. You know, and I don't know how the board would feel about that, or that there's room for improvement, right?
Is R6 the AOG?
Yeah.
Okay, just... Sure.
Yeah, they changed the name here.
Is the six county association. One AOG to rule them all, with the one list to rule them all. So, Kansas.
Yeah, I just wanted to make one more comment that I think this would be nice for us to be able to see the list of projects and then say, okay, this one really should be funded by the Division of Water Resources. This one really could be funded over here. So to help us kind of narrow down, like, okay, what really fits with CID and not anywhere else? I think that could be helpful. This is a proof of concept idea, and so it would start with R6, and then it could expand outward. One caution, too, that I would add to Kurt's motion is to make sure that we're not stuck with some sort of proprietary software where we are tied to using a consultant forevermore.
No, we own it. We have
right.
to own it.
Like we need,
yeah,
you know,
we will include that in the RFP.
Yeah,
because that was not
like Salesforce or one of those open source
some type of software like that.
Yeah.
We have already begun work on an RFP, and that language is included.
Perfect. Okay, that's great. Thanks.
Commissioner Miles, please.
I already kind of covered. I've been starting with our budget meetings, and I am software now. I'm sick and tired of being nickel and dime by software. And the sheriff's office had four new software this year, and planning has only had one. And I mean, it's just never ends.
And they go obsolete.
And so I, yes, we're
you're hooked forever.
And I think, and I'm going to be probably the bad guy here, but I feel like this is duplicative and redundant for what we're already doing with a pencil and a paper. And the needs are the needs are the needs. We're still going to do the projects that we have to do. So I'm not in favor of this.
Okay. With that comment, do we not have the talent within any of these agencies that we couldn't partner and build that? Whether it's with Water Rights, with Water Resources, Drinking Water,
I think
state level, that you could coordinate that and come back for another ask.
Yeah.
That is a little more detailed than just we wanted.
I think that we have the talent for sure. I think everybody is just busy and has a lot going on, right? It's been an ongoing conversation, as we stated earlier. I mean, people have been talking about this for years and years and years at the state level in our region. We just want to get the work done. We want to get it rolling. And so that's why we're trying to run a pilot to just show that it can be done. Like Laura said, demonstrate to everybody that, hey, this is a good idea, and then we can move from there as a proof of concept. So.
Thank you. Thank you for your input.
Okay. Can we vote on this? Restate the motion.
Well, somebody has to share.
Well, the motion is the fund as requested, but that they need to keep their receipts, and it's to really only go to, I don't want to say hard costs, but so any leftover funding that doesn't go to hard costs comes back to CID.
Yeah, direct development, you know, whole administration.
No administrative costs, no
additional supplemental to, hey, I use 10% of my time on this, I'm going to bill it back to this particular project, only direct development stuff.
There has to be invoices.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's a suspended fund.
Is that the request?
Is that the motion? Well,
I would be fine with suspended fund if that's the request.
Okay.
Yeah.
Roll call vote, please.
Mr. Slaw?
Yes.
Ms. Hansen?
Yep.
Commissioner Bartholomew?
I have to recuse myself. I'm in favor of it, but I'm on the board.
Commissioner Lytle?
Yes.
Mayor Baker?
Yes.
Commissioner Miles?
Yes.
Commissioner Taylor?
Yes.
Commissioner Brown?
Yes.
Commissioner Adams?
Yes.
Mr. Zanotti?
Aye.
That motion passes with one against.
Thank you.
Thank you. Best of luck. Looking forward to it. Okay, now we're going back to agenda item four, new project. How's everybody doing? Doing good?
Can we take five?
Body break is a good idea.
Okay, let's take five for more of our senior members.
Don't get up first.
Hey, he's got a birthday this month, too.
Do we have an HR person for CID?
How much fire are we going to have? I should have said more. Far more. It takes him an hour longer to get home than it does me, and that is a fact. So we may not want to be considerate of our more rural board members.
5 hours longer than Kurt.
5 hours longer than Kurt. It depends on I-80's block going around the mountain, because then it takes me like 5 hours to get home.
That's the truth.
Okay,
that's an ugly fault.
Lay it on the knee. So the important part of I-80, did you know it was blocked in Parley's? It backed up all the way to where 84 echo?
I was stuck in
it. Had you been at the gorge?
No, I was set up in Woodland.
Oh,
yeah.
All the way.
Okay, we are back at item four, new project. And first we have Monroe City. Monroe City, please join us at the table here. Monroe City is requesting a $350,000 grant for stormwater improvement project. Welcome, gentlemen.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, sir.
Point of privilege, please. I would like to make a comment before we start this proceeding.
Yes.
Most of you today have come with the predetermined notion and ideas that you're going to get whatever you want. I'm going to tell you what my father used to tell me. He used to say that sometimes life takes you on a journey you didn't know you needed to bring you everything ever you wanted. So be patient and have a good journey. So my counsel to you, don't get mad at us if we don't give you the thing you want.
I'm a very patient person.
Thank you, Mr. Joe.
Okay, you bet. Welcome.
Thanks for seeing us and recognizing our concerns. I'm Johnny Parsons, the mayor of Monroe.
I'm John Draper, the public works director from Monroe City.
So this project here developed because over the years we've always run our storm drain water into the Monroe Canal. So they have been looking at putting this in their canal in a pipeline. And so they went to UBAF and got funding to do this project for the Monroe Canal. So if we don't participate and put our storm drain water into that pipe, we'll have to pipe it pretty close to 3 miles to get it to the next place to exit it. We want to be on board on this project. Just recently, they went and looked at
Circleville and Junction have both done these projects with UGA and have been very successful. And so it came down to the person that's over the canal. He did some work with the pipe company to determine sizes. And if you see in your, I think Candace got that update on what we did in the package. So we changed it. All the engineering was done by the pipe company now. So they took the engineer out. We're pretty much just doing our portion. So our portion of that money, the $500,000, is what they had to upsize to make our storm drain fit in their pipe. And then we have to put in our own inlets for that pipe. There were some changes. We went to some stainless steel ones because that's what they did up to Junction, and they worked that well. So there was a few changes that way as far as making this project work. Any questions?
Questions for the applicants from the board?
I'll try real hard to answer.
Seeing none.
I have a question. Yes. First of all, I get overjoyed when I see the private and public companies working together, sector, in harmony. That is a wonderful thing to do, and I'm especially grateful for the Monroe Canal Company for their generosity to offering you to do that, connect to the canal. But the engineering estimates that you have in your application, to me, is kind of high. I don't know if you have an explanation, have any engineers with you?
No. We're not having it engineered. They're not having it engineered now.
We thought we had that changed.
We thought. Just recently. Did we hand that paper out and then pack it?
Well, if it was changed, so that's fine, because there was about 29% total cost of engineering.
No, and another thing, so to start with, they were doing two phases. They were doing the first phase and the second phase. The way they've changed it and worked with the pipe company, it's all... it's going to be done one time. There's not two phases. So the first phase would have been our $500,000 was our part to participate. Now it's going to be $500,000 for the whole project, both phases. They're doing the whole project at one time.
Okay, thank you. Thank you,
sir. We have a motion.
I'll make a motion to approve that as requested.
Second.
Yeah, that's cool. Can we do it because we're a big producer?
Unique project?
Yeah, unique project.
Special circumstances.
Special circumstances apply.
With the opportunity to reduce the cost due to the infrastructure.
Special circumstance.
Okay.
Motion
to approve. To approve with, as requested with special circumstances. Seconded by Commissioner Brown. Discussion on the motion. Ms. Hanson, please.
I'm not sure I understand special circumstance. What makes this a special circumstance?
Very special.
the opportunity to do that short and reduce cost of private participation is the assumption.
But why can't they pay some instead of having all grants? That's what puts it outside the pool, right? So
I think it's a great project. I would love to see it happen. It needs to happen, but I'd like to see some portion of loan or have it fall within the pool. I don't know why we would go outside of the pool.
Okay.
So they have
$150,000
of your own money going into it? Mm-hmm.
Yes. And plus, we're putting in kind.
Yes, they have.
If we don't have a substitute motion, we'll vote on the motion on the floor, and if it doesn't pass, then the board will have another opportunity. If it's in alignment with comments, alternatives, and in opposition to the motion. With that being said, I'll call for a roll call vote, please.
Frederick Slaw.
Yes.
Ms. Hanson?
No.
Commissioner Bartholomew?
Yes.
Commissioner Lytle?
Yes.
Mayor Baker?
Yes.
Commissioner Miles?
Aye.
Commissioner Taylor?
Yes.
Commissioner Brown?
Yes.
Commissioner Adams?
Yes.
Mr. Zanotti?
Aye.
That motion passes with one.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yep. Item 4.2, the town of Redmond.
Why is there always a no vote on this?
Town of Redmond requested for $1,085,000 in grant for wastewater improvements project. Well, please provide. We're trying to keep. We've got a long agenda, so trying to keep discussion, or not discussion, but introduction, comments, minimal as possible. Please provide us what we need to know, and we'll turn it over to the board.
Okay.
Welcome.
Kelly Johnson, Mayor, Redmond, Utah.
Bert Williams on Town Council.
Kelly Chaplin's on MJ.
I should disclose I eat Redmond salt on my eggs every night.
Oh, wow. Okay. We're applying for a grant for a meter and a screen and a SCADA system. The SCADA system is electronic monitoring of the pumps and the water system. And we've already done the SCADA system. We did it on our own because we didn't want to wait. And so we decided to go ahead and put over $100,000 into this already in the SCADA system. It's installed and running. And it's already saved us money because I found a valve broke in our water system, so it's money well spent. The purpose of the screening and the monitoring is that the Board of Water Resource and the Health Department told us we need it because we're getting a lot of trash into our sewer systems, indoor ponds. Our enzymes are breaking down because of the trash. And also, we end up on our main pumps a lot of maintenance because of the wipes. The flushable wipes are not flushable. And then every year we have to have the pumps come down and clean the manholes, and it costs us over $5,000 a year just for that part of the sewer cleaning to do that. And we hope with the screen system we can cut that down to every other year and not have to do it every year. So kind of a short version of it.
Thank you. Questions for the applicant?
Yeah. So you're asking for a 100% grant, and CID doesn't necessarily like to always grant 100% grants. So tell us if we gave you, you know, maybe 60% of this in loan, do you guys, would you accept that, I guess?
Probably not.
Okay, you wouldn't? And then what would be your alternative? Where would you go then?
I would say a 20% loan would be the max that we could go.
Based on what?
Our revenue. Redmond has zero tax base, and so we're on the shared tax revenue, and we have zero businesses in town. And just knowing on what our bills are low, and we know we have to raise them because the auditor told us, and we know we're close. But we say for this SCADA system, it took us 20 years to save for it. To do it.
Okay.
And so we are planning on raising our rates anyway because we know we're just barely breaking even on the sewer and water, and if we did that 60% grant, it would be an $8 raise per household, plus another raise to keep the maintenance where we're at of a couple dollars, and I just don't feel like it's feasible for the town citizens to withstand that kind of raise.
Okay. Where are you guys in terms of kind of average water rates relative to the rest of the
state? We're probably on the bottom scale.
Okay.
Yeah. And we know that. We talked about a raise a year ago, and we decided to hold off and see what kind of money we could get on this system, and then we just do the whole one complete raise rather than raise it $3 or $4 last year and then hit them with another raise because we got to do this. Since we kind of put off the raise, but we know we are going to raise the sewer and water. We have to just to keep costs up, wages up, benefits are up, everything's up. And so we know that.
But
we're just a small community with all the businesses that are in that are by the town are all in the county. The county benefits from it, but the town doesn't. So it's just a tough little community. But we've been very resourceful on what money we do have, because we was able to save for that CAD system, and we feel like we've already put that in, so you know, we have put skin in it already. So.
Chairman, Commissioner Brown.
So when you're installing this system, will there be some in-kind labor and equipment?
Yes, we'll help with. We're going to run the water line and the sewer lines ourselves, because it's got to have water run to it. We'll do that ourselves.
Mayor Baker, so can you tell me what your sewer rate is now?
It's 17 a month.
17 a month. And you just took a $2 raise sometime, you're telling me?
That's what we're going to do.
You're going to do. You haven't done it. Yeah. That's what you're talking to.
Yep.
To help pay this cost? Or
no, that's just to help.
Operating cost.
That's just to stop, so we can keep doing maintenance and everything else on the system. Because the pumps are high maintenance. We spend a lot of money on pumps, starters, everything else every year. And we try to replace the pumps every 3 years. And so, just because if they go down, you're in trouble. So,
and you
the
grinders? Or
the, no, they're just the lift pump. And our main pump has to lift 100% of the sewer.
Ms. Hanson.
Can I make a motion?
Please.
I make a motion that we fund the project at the minimum level, which would be a $217,000 loan over 30 years for 5%. That seems calculated at 20% of your project, which I think is what you said you felt like you could afford, including potentially a future rate increase.
Okay. So motion to approve at the minimum, seconded by Commissioner Bartholomew, motion made by Ms. Hanson. Discussion on the motion, Chairman Zanotti.
I have a question from the Department of Water Quality. Is anybody here?
There's Skyler.
Skyler, would you please?
Maybe just get comfortable up there, Skyler.
On the page 2 of your memo, you have applicant's current user charge. My English is no good, so I'm trying to, you know, improve it. You have, according to the Water Quality Board's criteria of 1.4% of MAGI for the Redmond Town, a rate of $55.07 per month for wastewater service should be exceeded for grant application. What do you mean by exceeded? As an increase?
So, so the way the Water Quality Board looks at, just for the record, Skyler Davies, Division of Water Quality. The way the Water Quality Board looks at, before we bring grant funding to a project, if it was our board, the rate of 1.4% of the median adjusted gross income would need to be exceeded. So they're well below that.
So you're suggesting 55.07 is their rate at this point, and they should be increased to something more?
No. Their current rate is, I think, it's below 25. It should be probably closer to 25 to meet their current needs. But I think they said 17. I don't know if they have a use charge on top of that.
Well, that's with the use charge. The minimum is 15, okay. And then I text our lady this morning, our average bill is 17 a month.
So they have room to increase their rate.
Yeah.
Based on state affordability
criteria.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, we know we have to.
Any more discussion on the motion?
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a substitute motion.
Okay.
So we fund them on the request.
Okay.
Which exception?
Hardship. This little town's done everything they can do, and they've saved, and they're very breaking even, and they just need the support. They're out in the county.
Substitute motion on the floor, or substitute motion has been made to fund, to approve as requested with a financial hardship exemption. Is there a second to that motion?
I'll second it.
Motion seconded. Additional discussion on that motion before we put it to the vote.
I have one other question, Mr. Chair. If I could.
Yes.
You serve residents outside of the boundaries?
No, not sewer.
Okay.
We do have some water connections outside, but there's no sewer connections outside.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. I'll call for a roll call vote, please, on the motion to fund as requested with the financial hardship exemption. Motion made by Commissioner Brown, seconded by Commissioner Adams. Roll call vote, please.
Mr. Slough?
No, I favor the original motion.
Ms. Hanson?
My heartstrings got pulled, I'll bet you.
Commissioner Bartholomew?
Yes.
Commissioner Lytle?
Yes.
Mayor Baker?
Yes.
Commissioner Miles?
Aye.
Commissioner Taylor?
Yes.
Commissioner Brown?
Yes.
Commissioner Adams?
Yes.
Mr. Zanotti?
Aye.
The motion passes with one opposed.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. We appreciate it.
Congratulations.
Okay.
If anybody is not enjoying bread and salt on their eggs every morning, highly suggested.
You know where I enjoy it even more? And this is saying a lot. Because I love it on my eggs. On a roast.
Yeah. What? Yeah,
it's me too.
Okay, up next, item 4-3, Town of Glenwood, for a pavement project. The request is for a total of $349,549, $222,549 in grant, $127,000 in loan 10 years at 1 point. Welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning. Please introduce yourselves to the board. Provide us any brief comments about the project.
So I'm Joey Rickenbaugh. I'm the mayor of the town.
McLean Farmer, zoned from the Village Engineering.
Welcome.
So basically what we've put together is we've been doing a bunch of road improvement projects over there and getting things in pretty decent shape. We're pretty close. So now what we want to do is go seal everything, get it set to last for another 10 years before it needs to be chip sealed again. So this is just basically to take care of what we have, most of what we have, I guess. So I gave McLean a number of what we could afford, and we kind of put the streets together. So, it takes care of most of Glenwood, some of what we already had done.
Thank you. Questions for the applicant? Motion? Chairman Bartholomew, Commissioner Bartholomew?
So, just as well within the bill, I'll make the motion that we grant this as requested.
Second.
Okay. Motion to fund as requested by Commissioner Bartholomew, second by Ms. Hansen. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, I'll call for a roll call vote, please. To fund as requested. County Glenwood.
Treasurer Schloss.
Yes.
Ms. Hansen.
Yes.
Commissioner Bartholomew.
Yes.
Commissioner Lytle.
Yes.
Mayor Baker.
Yes.
Commissioner Miles.
Aye.
Commissioner Taylor.
Yes.
Commissioner Brown.
Yes.
Commissioner Adams.
Yes.
Mr. Zanotti.
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously. The chairman of Spoon.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
The wheelchair gig was a good idea.
He came off work.
Broke himself.
I was going to say, now, if he gets up and walks out. There you go. Just the two motions.
Okay. Up next, Richfield City. Please join us at the table here. Richfield City Municipal Building Authority is requesting $9,208,000, $3,683,000 in a grant, $5,525,000 in a loan, 30 years at 2% for a new pool facility. Welcome, representatives of the Richfield City Municipal Building Authority. Please introduce yourselves to the board and tell us about your project.
I'm Mayor Burroughs, Brian Burroughs from Richfield City.
Michelle Jolly, City Administrator.
Kendrick Thomas, Council Member.
Marcus Keller, Municipal Advisor for the City.
All right, as you know, we were went to this here a year ago, and then we went on our journey. Mr. Zanotti, so we learned from that. So we've gone back and we've significantly lowered the cost of our initial project from $14.5 million to $9 million. We did that total design. We went with a strung structure, which cut the cost significantly. I don't know if you're aware of what those are, but it's the pool in Kearns is under one of them up there, and that's what we chose to go with. We feel like it's more economical to run. It's cheaper to build. Well, not cheaper, but it's less expensive to build, and it's feel like it would fit good in our area.
We did receive a $2.5 million grant from the LWCF to go towards this project. We got another grant for LWCF. You'll see in there for a playground, for UOR grant for $200,000 to cover the playground.
What's LWCF for UOR?
Go ahead, Michelle.
It's Land Water Conservation Fund.
And what's the status of that grant?
We're waiting for it to be funded. We've been approved. We're just waiting for them to fund it.
Great.
So that's where we're at.
Okay. Thank you. I'll open up to the board for questions for the applicant or a motion.
So, Mayor, as you know, I gave you kind of a hard time last time. And I'm still going to give you a hard time. I need to ask you some questions here.
Okay.
You still got on the application here the Lions Park Pavilion. Is that in this or not?
It's not.
Okay. Because I'm still showing it there.
And I thought we had removed it, but...
Okay. And the playground. And so this is going to be taken out with this other grant? Is that what I'm hearing?
It's already, I think if you look at the sheet, it's already out of the total cost, the new cost.
There's an existing playground that will be removed as part of the pool construction, and so the grant is to replace that playground.
Okay. I commend you for what you've done. In my mind, then, you have done what we asked you to do. Also, I would make the motion to fund this as proposed.
Second.
Okay. Motion to fund as proposed by Commissioner Bartholomew, second by Commissioner Brown. Discussion. Chairman Zanotti, any expansion?
I was just going to say, I think I gave you a little bit of a hard time last time too, but I really appreciate how important projects like this are to a community, to creating gathering places for you to come together, for families to stay and recreate. So I really understand the importance of that. Typically, I would be like, this is a nice to have and not a critical infrastructure type of project, and so I think in a different circumstance, would push back harder still. But this is one of those situations where being able to see the entire list of projects and exactly how much money we have in the marathon meeting, as opposed to, you know, if this came in the first month of our trimester, I'd probably be pretty hard on the project. But we can see that we can fund things right now, and we have the whole list. And so I'm like, yeah, okay, I would be supportive of voting for this today. So just a comment more for our procedures that there's some benefits from doing it this way, whereas, some challenges of approaching it a different way. So in a different funding climate, you know, it might be a different story, but I'm supportive.
Chairman Zanotti, and then I need to get Kurt. Let's get Chairman Zanotti in because we need you to cool down for a minute. Kurt.
Go ahead, Chairman.
So I'll take 45 minutes, right? Is that good enough for you?
No, I heard you.
Mayor, I have read 13 beautiful reports from the county commissioners, from the city officials, from the neighbors in the mountains, the small college. They're fine and dandy, but did any one of them give you any kind of dollars support?
No, and as you say, we had a meeting, and they understand where we stand now, I think. Commissioner Brown was at that meeting, but I know Mr. Taylor made a comment about people getting some skin in the game, and we are going to adjust our costs. I've always felt like Richfield's the seat and the big town, and I just kind of always felt like Richfield had somewhat of an obligation to help with our local folks that come and shop there. But I can see that's not going to work anymore. So we're going to absolutely have to have a different prices for people that don't live in town.
And I also put my engineer hat on and made some calculations. If you had employed your Boy Scout, young man, young woman, to dig the hole 5 years ago, you would be way ahead of game. You would have your pool bill decorated for the beautiful flowers and all the stuff you wanted to do, rather than coming and just, it's a 2 years after a 2 years. But congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm going to go back to Moab and round up a lot of people to start digging. Okay, any other questions or discussion on that motion? Yeah,
I have a question.
I looked at those letters also, and I appreciate them. But at the end of the day, you guys have taken all the heat for this pool and put all the work into it. Those letters are great, but you know what? If you'll buy, I'll write you a letter of recommendation if you'll buy me a new car that I can drive. I'm just telling you, they need some skin in the game because they're going to get a great benefit out of what you're doing. And I appreciate you doing it, but those other communities are going to enjoy this benefit as well. And hopefully they will come along and help you pay for this, because they're going to enjoy it just as much as you do.
Well, you can start with the separate charges. Residents pay $2, non-residents $10.
We'll take that recommendation back.
So, Treasurer's Law, and then Commissioner Light.
Okay. Well, I think my comments are a lot of what you've heard here, which is this is a great facility, right? And I do think the residents need to have some skin in the game. You know, both the residents and the surrounding residents that are going to be using it. And if they're not willing to, you know, support it through taxes, then I do suggest having some fees that are directly used to repay the bond. So that's what my question is. You can up the fees, right? But if you're not pledging the revenues, Marcus understands this, right? That's just additional taxes that go into the city. That's not part of the revenue structure to repay. So my question is, so you got $2.5 million. Is that $2.5 million? So what's the total project cost? Is it?
The total project cost is
$9 million.
Okay, but you're asking for $9 million from us, but you already got $2.5 million.
No, that's with that out.
But yeah, the total project cost is $12.1 million.
Okay.
Sorry.
So the total project cost is $12.1 million.
Yes.
Not $9 million.
Right. Sorry. Okay. And we put $1 million in. We're still to save the million.
Okay. So you're basically at about $14 million. You haven't really trimmed up too much off the top.
$2 million.
Well,
what's 14.5?
Put $1 million in.
Yeah, what's 14.5? Now they're down to asking for $9 million. $1 million to make it 10.
Well, the ask is different than the project.
Yeah. So, but you've got some other funding sources.
Correct.
But again, no revenues from this facility have been pledged to support the project. Right. Right, Marcus?
Lease revenue. It's going to be a lease revenue bond, but you're right. There is no interlocal agreement with other surrounding communities saying we're going to pay a piece here, we're going to pay there. It really is going to have to come down to the fee structure that they put in place at the pool facility to say, okay, residents, you're already paying this amount due to the sales tax we're having to pay or contribute or general fund and everything towards our lease revenue bond payment. So we feel like your appropriate fee should be $8 or whatever type monthly fee. Out-of-county residents are going to have a substantial, or sorry, out-of-city limit residents are going to have a substantially higher fee because they're not paying taxes to contribute, right? They don't have skin in the game. And so I think that's what's going to make it equitable is how they do that fee system. We see this up in Davis County with the South Davis Recreation District. You know, if you try to go from an outside area, it's about 3 times the cost of somebody that benefits and pays taxes within that area. So I think that's how the only way that they're going to be able to make it equitable, and that's what they're planning to do, is to have a much higher fee for people that aren't contributing within the Richfield city boundaries.
But where do those revenues go? Do they just go to maintenance then of the facility? Or because they're not being pledged to the repayment of the bond. So it's not like we're funding, if we fund the whole project along with the federal government, they're not actually helping to pay for the pool facility.
Well, in a sense, they will be. If you kind of think about everything that goes into a pool facility, you're going to have your capital infrastructure, which is your bond payment, right, every year. And
yeah.
Then you're going to have your O&M. So let's say that total cost is just a number, $1 million a year.
Okay.
And then that's how it's going to be divided up to say, okay, Richfield City residents, you know, you're paying this much. You know, the out-of-county or out-of-city limits residents are paying 3x that amount. It's all going to go into the same basket to pay the bond and the O&M. I think the fairest way to do it is just, as was mentioned, and I believe Richfield's planning to do this, have a higher cost for people outside of Richfield City boundaries because they're getting subsidized by Richfield City for this amazing new facility. So even though it's not directly pledged towards it, that's the plan to make it equitable.
Well, Richfield City isn't, like, we're paying for it, not Richfield City.
Well, it's going to be the bond payment, right? The,
yeah. Oh, well, I guess there is. Yeah, yeah, there is still a loan. I get that. Okay.
Sorry.
Yeah, I think that the, you know, I guess from my experience with our community pool facility in Grand County, you know, our rec district pays the bond payment, but the O&M is really where it's not gone great. And that's been on the city of Moab. And it's kind of devolved. I mean, our pool was closed for the first, like, 3 weeks of summer. I mean, there's a lot of things the city can do to get us upset with pitchforks and torches, but closing the pool when we've got a beautiful, massive facility, right? Having that closed when the families need it most is frustrating. My lesson from that is that the bond payment, you know, is one thing, but the O&M is really where these things can get bad and where the city can end up feeling like they're not getting the help or the support they need from surrounding counties or, you know, other entities that are using the pool for the O&M. And so that's just, I think having that plan in place and feeling really good about that, you know, is really important moving forward. And, you know, it's going to be exciting to get this funded if it's funded, but, you know, 7 to 10 to 15 years from now, it can, you know, it can get really bad and, you know, if it's not handled right, so. Okay, so back to my original question. So the fees that are collected from those that are using the facility, that's just going to be enough to pay the O&M? Is that the anticipation, that that's just fairly enough to pay the O&M?
It'll probably be enough to cover the O&M. We're hopeful that it'll chip into the debt service structure, but like, as you know, most pools are subsidized by the city or, you know,
yeah,
creating entity anyway. There's never going to be a pool structure that covers both the bond payment and the O&M. So realistically, if it covers the O&M, I think that's probably a big win for the
Okay. Is there a
regular?
I mean, a golf course is the same thing for me. We're almost breaking even on our golf course, and that's phenomenal. So
yeah,
it's just part of what we need as a community.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
it's not just Richfield, it's other counties and everything else I anticipate will use this facility. It's not to make money, you know. It's like a park.
I think your county rec district, though, it'd be good to keep them, you know, keep them as part of the conversation if they can help.
And I think that's the same discussion we've had with the school district, too. Like, if you're not willing to help, you know, sign an agreement, then there's going to be proportionate fees if you want the kids, you know, to do your training class or whatever, you know, training. And that's fair, and I think everybody realizes that. If we're not going to sign up front, then we expect to pay a higher fee on the back end because, you know, Richfield shouldn't have to bear the burden entirely on their own.
Well, but if they bite this off and they don't have the help, then they will.
Yeah. But I feel like that's what the residents have kind of said is, you know, we approved moving forward with this, we've approved the bond, you know, we're allowing this to happen, and, you know, if the residents disagree, there's obviously other motions, but
sure,
they really appreciate and really want to pull is the feedback that the city's gotten from residents.
Commissioner Lytle.
Two easy questions. One is the county participating in it at all financially?
No.
And do you have a rec district?
No.
No.
We collect the par tax, and that's how we fund our recreation programs, along with user fees for the different programs, soccer, so forth.
Okay. I've looked at it, realizing that it's not a for-profit deal.
No.
And you anticipate it being subsidized through tax dollars at some point. As I look through the application, everything
and maybe this gets back to Mr. Slaw's question, the reason you didn't see the business model is how you will make it work. Because if there's some point of no return, even from the non-residents of Richfield, if you go too high, they're going to say it ain't worth it, and you aren't going to get the funds that you want. And so that having that looseness of, from a business model standpoint, I mean, I'm not a businessman and don't claim to be, but at the same time, how do you make this work for you in sustainability?
Well, we already have a pool.
I know.
So we're doing that now, and I really don't see the cost of this O&M. I see it going down, actually. We have an antiquated, we heat water probably 400 feet away.
On a wood-burning stove.
And put it in a pipe to get it to the pool. That alone is going to save. I mean,
there's efficiency.
Yeah. I believe Jerry or Mr. Taylor, didn't you do the remodel on that in the early 80s?
Yeah, a long time ago.
So he probably knows the ins and outs of that better than anybody. And so we're covering the O&M now with an anticipation that this, I just don't see this.
And the loan is within your means, is what I guess I'm hearing.
We feel like we can make that work.
Didn't I read in your, you thought O&M would actually go down from what you're paying now? Isn't that not?
I think it will. Some of the models
somewhere I saw.
Yeah. What we've done some figuring out, well, and the spring structure too, is more efficient. The one in Kearns, they don't have any air conditioning in it. We stood in it in July and for 20 minutes, and it was pleasant. It'll be similar to that. We'll open the door so it'll have an outdoor feel to it. Actually, this will have less, well, the air conditioning will just be in the office portion. So there will be a lot of savings that way on the utility end of it.
Good. We've got a motion on the floor, right?
One quick.
Yep.
So I grew up in Richfield. I don't live there now, so I have to pay a little more when I come swim. But this pool was there before you put the roof on it.
Yeah.
This pool has been there since I was a little kid. And so, and like you mentioned, it's not just for Richfield City, and it's not just for Sevier County. Surrounding counties come to this pool. The hospitals, you get these red letters, the hospital people use it for rehabilitation and the mental health status of people. I sit on the health board, and that is a really good function for that as well, for therapy. So I just think full support of this. I know it's tough to fund recreational facilities sometimes, but this isn't just a recreational facility. This is vital for Richfield City, and their residents depend on it, and they fought and worked very hard, so I would highly recommend you support this.
Well, Mayor, if all fails, bake sale. Pleasant Grove did it and paid for it, so.
Okay. I had jet black hair a year ago.
Yeah.
Could
you
restate the motion when you're ready to do that?
You bet. I'll restate the motion and then we'll have a roll call vote. So the motion is to fund as requested.
Mr. Chairman, could I ask one final question? We have sales tax in Richfield City.
Mm-hmm. We do.
Okay, fine, we'll pay for this. So I think the non-residents of Richfield City are going to help pay for that. Yep.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And it's economics 101 to invite people to your city. They help pay the fees, pay for it.
The money said that you build them, they will come.
Yes, and I think, I have reservations about funding projects like this, just because of what needs there are in the state. But I'm not adversarial to your project. It's a wonderful project. But I would just say, be easy on the school district, because I think they can invite swim meet to that facility and bring an economic driver
and they do. And this actually, increasing the set size is going to increase those meets there as well. We're very limited in what we've been able to do, and so hopefully that increases and brings more people. So,
okay, roll call vote, please. Ms. Howard.
Mr. Slaw.
Yes.
Ms. Hansen?
Yes.
Commissioner Bartholomew?
Yes.
Commissioner Lytle?
Yes.
Mayor Baker?
Yes.
Commissioner Miles?
Aye.
Commissioner Taylor?
Yes.
Commissioner Brown?
Yes.
Commissioner Adams?
Yes.
Mr. Zanotti?
Aye.
The motion passes unanimously.
Thank you so much.
Congratulations.
Get it done before the costs go up.
Yeah.
Well, right. That's another advantage with this sprung structure is we can start. It's all engineered and we can start now.
Thank you for being open to suggestions and working with the board and being patient. And congratulations.
Thank you.
Kurt, I know that Commissioner Brown said he grew up in Richfield and probably went to school there and stuff. I'm just glad to see that they were able to overcome that education.
My mother used to tell me what's ever going to become of you.
I thought you were going to say you could do Richfield for now.
Well, I can.
Okay, up next
I can't see Richfield, but I can see the pool.
Yeah. Item 4-5, the town of Wales. If we have reps from anyone else, please join us at the table here. Gentlemen, come on up. The request is for a $600,000 grant for a culinary water line loop. Welcome.
Glad to be here.
Well, we're happy to have you. Please introduce yourself for the board, please.
You bucked off a horse, did you?
No, it's worse than that.
Okay.
It's coming to everybody, age. My name is Byron Davis. I'm the mayor of Wales, Utah. First coal mining city, Utah.
That's cool.
My name is Lynn Wallace. Wall engineer. I'm an engineer.
My name is Kevin Washburn. I'm the town clerk. If you don't mind, I'll pass out and make a few papers.
Sure.
There's not enough for everyone. The mayor's going to read this one letter.
I can't read. I can't read it still.
Yeah, we've got good information on the project here. If there's anything extra you'd like us to know before we deliberate, let us know.
Okay, I have this paper, and you all have the paper there. You can follow along with me. And I'm from Wales, Utah. It's a rural community in Sankey County. Like I said, we were the first coal mine in the state of Utah. But we are in need of funds from the CIP for an infrastructure project of looping a line in the town to make it loop for the interest of the well interest of the people and to do away with the dead ends in this that are now existing in the town. And to increase our firefighting capacity so that we can be viable for firefighting. And if we loop the line around the town, then we are able to, because it is built into our water system, to redirect water in case there is some disruption in one part of the town. We can put it to another part of the town. And so this loop would be of great essence to the town. And we have to go down there. It's dead end lines in town. They have to be open for to do away with the sludge that builds up in these dead end lines. And downtown has want to make it known that we've already made application to the CID, to the GRND, get it right. And we have not received the funds that we need, and it's becoming an urgent deal because of the people or the developments that are going on. We have no full-time employees in town except one man over the water system. and Wales has no commercial businesses, and so our revenue to the town is zero, except for the only revenue we get is through the water resource, and that's the water bills. We recently just upgraded our water cost, not too happy with people, but we had to do it and able to become more viable. And so
I'd like to just explain that real quick. So 2 years ago the town voted to raise the rate from $31 flat rate to $37, and then a year ago and then this July we raised from $37 to $40. And that has also built in an annual raise of $1.50 for the next 5 years. So with the help of the Rural Water Association and others, I think we're in a place where we're asking a lot from our customers at this point.
Thank you. So the people of Wales, we are not coming to the CIB, and we're grateful we have this opportunity that these funds might be available to us. And we're asking for a $600,000 grant to be able to do this thing. We have our person here, an engineer. We have him. He's been over the project. We've had the distress, and this is a cost that is viable to us. And so the town's situation underscores the importance of the state support for rural communities that lack a financial basis to be able to go forward with these projects that are very necessary for the town. And by awarding the grant, the CIB will be making a profound investment in the future of Wales and ensure that the town remains a safe place and the safety of people and integrity of the people are available. So in order for us to keep going forward, we need this help from the CIB, and we're asking this help, and we respectfully urge the CIB to consider the unique challenges that we are faced in the town of Wales and to improve this fund request. This support would not only address the immediate infrastructure needs, but also provide a foundation for long-term sustainability and viability of the town, especially in the current culinary water year. And that is our only revenue. That is what provides our life. And so we're asking the CIB to help us that we might be able to do this. Thank you.
Thank you.
Do we have a motion?
I want to make a motion to approve as requested.
Thank you. Motion made to approve, seconded by Commissioner Lyle. Discussion.
I think you made an exception.
I wasn't questioning, right?
It was me.
I
seconded it.
Okay. So the exception would be financial hardship.
Is that the exception?
We need a second to the motion.
Very good.
Commissioner Brown. Comments. Treasurer Slaw.
Well, I have some questions for the applicant.
You can ask questions. Yeah.
Okay. So my question is, you were turned down by a couple of other loan funds. Why? Seems like this is a critical project. Did they give you a reason why you weren't approved for those other programs you applied to?
Well, I'm not really absolutely sure because of the approach you can run.
I think to the best of my knowledge, and I wasn't in on all of it, is that we just weren't charging enough for our water rate, and we almost doubled those in the last 2 years. So I think that was probably the
So they didn't give you a specific reason? They just alluded to that? Or?
No, and I wasn't involved either.
In the
previous administration.
Okay, and then I just have some questions about the project. So I'm trying to understand, this just extends the pipe so that you have more water pressure to your fire hydrant? Does it also extend your water lines to more areas that are going to be developed?
We can't see this too well, but in our
loop, so you
on our east side of town, there are seven blocks you need to have water lines installed to eliminate the dead air.
Yes.
This is what it's for.
Oh,
and for the water quality, that's
what's going to benefit the community.
Help water quality, but does it also extend for more development?
It will allow more development in those areas.
Okay, so it's not, can you not recoup that from impact fees or development?
Yeah, we've had our engineer do some calculating on that. Each block we estimated would be about $46,000 impact fee in order for us to, for the people who can develop to fund it.
Okay.
And there'll be room for four houses per block. We're talking $12,000 per block. These are half acre blocks. Our community, the people that live there, they can't afford that kind of block. That's just, it's almost impossible for the people who live in these areas to afford that kind of cost. So we hope we can do it through a grant. If that's not possible, then yes. And it does come down to the end of it. We just wouldn't be able to develop.
Commissioner Idle.
I think it does, which is motion to go to the minimum.
Okay.
Yeah.
Second?
I'll second that.
Okay, there's a subsequent vote on the table by Commissioner Lyle to fund at the minimum with financial hardship as the intent tonight, then.
Well, if it's a minimum, you don't need any.
Thank you, Kurt.
Can I ask one more question?
Yes, please.
Has there been any conversation with partnering with neighboring communities to have a regionalized water system? I know this is one thing, as I've talked to the Division of Drinking Water, they say they spend 90% of their time on these little, small, individual water systems, and that there's often a lot of opportunity to partner with neighboring communities, share forces, and share resources.
The other community is 5 miles.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My most and highest compliment to Kevin Washburn for the most detailed, organized, well-written minutes of the public hearing. That was beautiful. You should go around the state and teach other people what to do. That makes my job and our job easy. You have explained everything in detail, what should be, what kind of finance available, what it's going to be in case of the rejection. So thank you for doing that. Mayor, second question. You mentioned that this is the first ever mining town.
Yes.
You have a right now active and producing mine in your community?
Well, I just want us to be known that where we sit in the state and how we sit in the state, how we came into being.
Those coal mines were only active for about 20 years back in the 1850s and 1850s. They were probably... there was a little activity during the 1930s. You could go in and mine coal for the owner and keep some for yourself. My grandfather did that, but they've not been active for 100 years.
That was the first outreach railroad line in the state.
That was back in 1870.
Came down from Nephi, Utah, and up the canyon, and on the west side, through the Wales, and load up coal. They had a turnaround there and had a depot there where the mail was brought in for Santee County, Morgan Port especially, and they would take the mail there to the depot, and they would come from the communities around and pick up the mail and take it back to the community.
Thank you.
Commissioner Adams and then Commissioner Miles.
Well, just looking at this from the cowboy perspective here, they collect $10,000 a year in taxes.
That's all.
They don't have any businesses, any way to... All it can do is raise their water rates. They've already doubled their water rates. I think to scrap them with a loan of $180,000 is crazy. This is a little town just trying to survive. And they just want to, they want to improve their water line so they have fire protection.
We should have been on this about 30 minutes ago, to be honest with you, but here we are. So,
yeah.
I'm with you. We go down. Okay. So, Commissioner Miles, and let's get to voting on that.
So, my question has to do with taxes. So, in the summary sheet, it says $10,000, but in your application, it's $5,235.
Well, the application was probably before we went to the county, raised our property tax. Last year, we did about $4,500 this year.
Okay.
So we doubled our tax base in the county. That's probably the way.
If it was, your tax rate was 0001. What is it now?
We doubled it. So whatever double, I don't recall, 0.0024 or something like that. I'm not exactly sure.
Thank you.
Yeah. So disclaimer on that, if you go look at your tax notices, your taxes went up 2% from the county. The rate increase was from the school districts. So that's where your tax went up.
Commissioner Brown. Please.
Commissioner Baker, second substitute.
You bet.
A motion that we approve as requested.
That was your original.
Yes, but then you have a motion which would be heard first, so the second substitute would put it to that motion.
I second that. That is
ridiculous. Point of order, just vote the one down that's on the table. And
okay.
I'm just trying to save time.
All right. Call the question, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, let's go ahead. Let's put the first one down and then get back to the original motion. So roll call vote on the motion to fund the minimum right now.
Treasurer Flaw.
No.
Ms. Hansen.
No.
Commissioner Bartholomew.
No.
Commissioner Lytle.
No.
Mayor Baker.
No.
Commissioner Miles.
No.
Commissioner Thaler.
No.
Commissioner Brown?
No.
Commissioner Adams?
No.
Mr. Zinoff?
Heck no.
Woo! So call the question on the original?
Yes.
This is for as requested. Mr. Slaw?
Yes.
Ms. Hanson?
Yes.
Mr. Bartholomew?
Heck yeah.
Commissioner Lytle? Commissioner
Lytle? Yes.
Mayor Baker?
I can't top any of this, so yeah.
Commissioner Taylor?
Yes.
Commissioner Brown?
Yes.
Commissioner Adams?
Yes.
Mr. Zanotti?
Aye.
That motion carries.
Are you going to ask me if I'd like to vote?
Yeah, that's why I was confused. You skipped him. So why is the town of Wales named Wales? The town of Wales named Wales. That's where my family is from. Somehow we stopped in Moab and didn't make it over to Wales. What happened?
We can accept census settlers from Wales because they were in news about mining processes.
Yeah.
And that's what, so it was originally known as Colbert.
Well,
cool.
Thank you for coming in.
Thank
you
very much.
Thank you.
I'd like to shake all your hands.
You bet. Okay, up now is the town of Dutch John for road improvements. With the reps for the town of Dutch John, please join us up here. Provide a brief introduction and any brief comments regarding the project, and then we'll open up to the board for questions or a motion.
Welcome. Thank you. Thank you for having us here. I'm Butch Johns. I'm the mayor of Dutch Johns. And yes, it does rhyme.
And I'm Troy Osler with Cisco Engineering.
Yes. Now, this project here that we've applied for is for the improvement of the South and North Boulevard around the town of Dutch John, which is the main road that loops the town. And it's for resurfacing of this road. Now, this actually started in the Joint Highway Commission earlier this year, where we went to them for a grant to do this work. Because of the, we were limited on the amount, we asked for the full amount there, but we were limited on what we could do because of the type of the application we put in for, and we received that. Now that grant that we received from them was for $1 million, which 68,000 of it is on the town of Dutch Jones to match. And also, it's not, it's for the year 2027. So that's part of what we're asking here too. The, one of the other reasons we are pursuing this right now too is we're having right now Highway 44 and partial Highway 191 is being resurfaced right now in the area, and the contract company that's doing the work has a batch plant right next, or just a few miles out of Dutch John. And what we're trying to leverage there is that they have agreed to leave the batch plant in place if we get this loan to do this work starting next year, and that would save us money in moving in and moving out that back plant again and bringing in material and things. So anyway, the road's been here for like, you know, over 50 years. It's deteriorating. There's been work in the past on it where they did a chip on it, and they also, we've done some seal, crack seal, but the road is just coming up and it's starting to fail. And part of the project, after we left the Joint Highway Board, they had asked, the commission there had asked us, why do we have such big roads, big wide roads? And that was a good question. And we went back and looked at it, and what we've decided to do now is when we do these road work, we're going to reduce the size of the main travel and parking from the 68, 70 feet down to 48 feet. There's 20 foot of it that we're not going to do anything with. We're going to set it aside for bike and hiking path, and also for underground utilities. So all we're going to do is we want to do just 48 feet around the town in this boulevard.
Okay. Thank you. Ms. Hanson.
Thanks so much. How are you planning to repay the loan that's requested? Would it be CNC road fund?
No. So we were asking for a full grant on it for the portion of the CID, and mostly I think where we're coming at, where I see it as, I just became the mayor this year. The town's been in existence for 9 years, and one of the things there was try to get the town into a business-type model, and this year we actually finally had a budget that we could actually attach dollars to. And now, going forward, it's tough to try to see all the needs that needs to be done from a town that's been in existence for over 50 years. And so it's just, you know, it's like owning a home and you never repair the roof. Mm-hmm. Eventually that roof's going to fail. And so it just makes it tough for the money that we have. And we're trying to save money. We're actually trying to save money for future to repair some of the issues that we have. We have lots of issues that we have to address in the next few years for sure.
But we do have half of this being requested as a loan at 0%.
Yeah, yeah, that's for clarification.
The money that's being shown here to be paid back as the loan is the grant that is coming through the Department of Transportation.
Oh,
I got it. So instead of doing the project in 2027 or whatever, they want to just, and it's commonly done this, give them a loan period.
Okay.
Get it done now rather than 2 years
away. Okay, all right, that makes sense. Okay.
I misunderstood what you said. I got bad hearing, so
no problem.
Toy today, but help me out here.
We're getting there. Commissioner Miles.
So I noticed on here, you've got two line items in your construction subtotal, both 11.5%, give or take. Why is that so high? I mean, we're talking $500,000 on a $2 million project.
Well, I'm sorry, I missed that, Commissioner.
There's two line items on. There's one for pre-construction engineering and one for construction engineering, both 11.54% and 11.5. One 246,000, the other 245,000, which brings the engineering subtotal to 491,000.
The answer to that, Commissioner Miles, is this project, even though it's being funded through CIB is going to have to follow all the federal standards so that the money can be used to be repaid from Joint Highway Committee. And so that includes all the environmental work, all of the other items. That's why it's running at about 11.5%. Normally on a project this size, going through the federal process, we would be looking at somewhere around 16%. So these numbers are relatively low, even though they appear high.
Thank you. And then what's your tax rate?
What's your tax rate?
Well, we don't have any property tax. We don't have one right now. We had started the process when I told my D-Mayor, one of the things I told people was going to have a property tax because they'd never implemented one. And so we can't really start the application process until January. And we'll do that. We're already in the preliminary work of it. And we're going to start implementing that all next year. So I think it'll be the year after that when we finally have a property tax and we see finances. So the amount we can have is the minimum, I believe they told me, is 0.00032 or something like that. And the max is like 0.007 something. It's, anyway, I think, so like between 32,000 and 92,000 is what they told me. But working with the state and the tax revenue, it's, we got to meet some requirements they have, and we're not sure exactly what we're going to end up with yet. They have some work to do on it.
Thank you, and I think we all understand where you're at. There's a lot of federally owned properties, and that's John, that don't pay taxes or wouldn't pay taxes, but I think you still got to capture revenue where
right.
you can.
Yeah, and we're looking at, there's other revenue we're also trying to acquire, like impact fees and some development and different things like that. So it's just things that we need to do to get down.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Appreciate it. Ms. Hanson?
I'm ready to make a motion.
Yep.
As requested, motion we fund as requested.
Second.
Okay, motion to fund as requested by Ms. Hanson, seconded by Chairman Zanotti. Discussion on the motion. Treasurer Slaughter.
Exception to the interest rates outside the
But they're taking more loan than the pool.
So the interest rates outside.
Interest rate is outside. Well, I guess this is where I never know.
I mean, you want to do an exemption just to be safe? Is that the policy?
I understood that it was with the policy.
Financial hardship?
That's what I was thinking.
So, Mr. Chair, I don't know if Ms. Hanson's question ever got answered on what are they leveraging? BNC Road Fund?
Well, it was the federal grant.
Yeah, we have $68,000.
I do think we want to make sure we avoid situations where, just in principle, where we're repaying roadway loans with BNC Road Funds that are then used to maintain the road, because then you've double used that funding. So I don't think that's the situation here, but I do think that's something that the board has to be aware of.
Thank you.
I can just explain, Mr. Chairman. We're kind of laundering the money. We're washing it clean from the federal, which is dirty money, to state money, to rescue the project. That's the situation.
So I get down with that for sure.
Are you asking CIB to cover the $68,000?
No.
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 The town is covering that part of it?
We have taken that $68,000 and got it set aside over that.
Okay, motion on the floor to fund as requested with a financial hardship exemption if one's needed. Roll call vote, please.
I apologize for the comment, but I suggest that it be at least a 5-year term, just because we just want to guarantee that they get that money that pays off this loan. If you do a 3-year and then you're going to have to start paying on it maybe before you get the money. So that's just my comment, because I do the back end and I know that this may.
It's a great comment.
I would accept that.
And I would consider, yes.
Okay, so it's a 5-year term instead of 3.
Yes.
Can we make it maybe a stipulation that when they get the grant money in, that it's paid back at that time rather than...
Rather than waiting for five years
to pay it back? Yeah.
You want me to restate the motion then for clarification?
Sure, why not?
Okay. Yes. So the motion would be to fund at $1,103,000 in grants, $960,000 in loan at a five-year term, 0%. I don't know if this requires an exemption or not because the loan portion is higher, but if there is a requirement for one, financial hardship, and the stipulation that as the other grant money comes in, that the loan is repaid as soon as possible as opposed, rather than waiting for 5 years.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay?
Yep.
Well, that's the loan.
Yeah.
Okay, now, Paul, will you restate the motion, please?
Roll call vote, please, Ms. Howard.
And thank you for indulging me. Mr. Slaw.
Yes.
Ms. Hansen?
Yes.
Commissioner Bartholomew?
Yes.
Commissioner Lytle?
Yes.
Mayor Baker?
Yes.
Commissioner Miles?
Hi.
He's here.
Commissioner Taylor?
Yes.
Commissioner Brown?
Yes.
Commissioner Adams?
Yes.
Mr. Zanotti?
Hi.
Motion passes unanimously with the chairman abstaining.
Thank you.
Okay,
thank you very much.
It's good to see you, Mayor.
Thank you. Mayor John.
That's John.
One thing about it, don't listen to anything.
That's why he has to sit here.
I do want to make one serious comment on that. So as these towns that come in, as they're developing, that they have
another board meeting,
the opportunity to get their financial eggs in a row, whether it's with taxes or the fact that the batch plant could have been in town and would have saved them more money. I was actually inclined to, I live in Dutch John, we're friends and we are neighbors. But this has been an issue for me that we challenged that collaboration between the towns and the counties to work better as we see other projects coming. I feel like we're rewarding some bad behavior. But I am very supportive of the project, don't get me wrong. But there's some issues that we need to make sure and challenge ourselves to do much better at between the entities, the swimming pool included, that we make it work and we're not rewarding those divisions as they occur. Thank you for your indulgence.
Yeah. Good comment, Commissioner. Up next is Beaver City. Please join us at the board here. The request is for $6,967,000, $4,180,000 in grant, $2,787,000 in loan, 30 years at 2% for sewer infrastructure projects. Welcome.
Thank you. Jason Brown, Beaver City Manager.
And Carson with Jones and DeMille Engineering.
Great. Feel free to provide us just any brief, overview of the project that you think we should know about that we haven't read about.
Very good. So our lagoons are in need of repair. And since we put our application, it's even reached more of a critical stage for us. So one of our two primary lagoons has gone completely septic. So we have taken that out of our system and put the bulk of all of our lagoon flows into our remaining primary and secondary cells. And so knowing the challenges that we're faced, we toured up to Morgan, their lagoon system. Our wastewater guys don't want to go to an aeration system, but I don't think we have a choice. And after we toured Morgan's lagoons and looked at what they're doing and monthly expenses, we feel like that's going to be the route that the city's going to have to take.
Yeah.
In essence, it's an upgrade to our solution system.
Yeah. Your rates are a little low. It shows here your water rates are at, 22 per month?
The sewer rate.
Yeah, the sewer rate.
Yes.
any consideration in
raising. Yeah, we recognize we're going to have to raise sewer rates significantly. Yeah. Our O&M costs are going to go up significantly with an irrigation system that we haven't been exposed to before. So what that is in the end, we don't know, but we know there's a substantial increase coming.
Yeah. Substantial as in potentially double or?
Well, we have a ballpark range of $10 to $12 right now, but until we get some O&M costs, you know, we have a comparison that's somewhat similar with Morgan's situation that, you know, we're going to add, you know, $50,000 to $60,000 a year just in O&M costs on those teams.
Yeah. Okay. Questions from the board for the applicant? Do we have a motion? Do we have any?
I have just a comment, and this is related to a comment I made earlier in the meeting, that as the neighboring communities around you develop and grow, I would encourage you to be a collaborative partner and see if there are opportunities for partnering with local communities so we have more regional systems. Something to consider in the future.
What's your closest
community? Well, I know. I was just looking at the map.
Is it Minersville or
Greenville, but it's downstream. So,
Laura, you need to get out the top.
No, I'm looking at the map, and Manderville looks not too far, does it?
That would be an expensive joint venture to bring 8 miles of sewer for 20 homes.
Well, as the communities grow.
Yeah, that's fair. Okay, do we have a motion?
I'll make the motion to approve as requested.
Oh, second. Motion to approve as requested by Commissioner Brown, seconded by Commissioner Lytle. Discussion on the motion. Seeing discussion.
Just one question.
Yes, sir.
The source and the status of your cash contribution, are they already in place?
Yes, they're in place. We reserve those for this project.
Okay.
We're ready to go.
Thank you. Thank you, Joseph.
Laura, I think Monticello, any place in San Juan County is willing to collaborate with any other city in the state of Utah.
Moab?
Oh, yeah. You're downhill. We're down the sewer that way.
Okay, roll call.
Treasurer Slaw?
Yes.
Ms. Hansen?
Yes.
Commissioner Bartholomew?
Yes.
Mr. Lytle?
Yes.
Mayor Baker?
Yes.
Mr. Miles?
Aye.
Mr. Taylor?
Yes.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Adams?
Yes.
Mr. Zanotti?
Aye.
That motion passes unanimously.
Thank you.
Thank you, Board. We really appreciate it. You guys have been very kind to be received over the years, so thank you.
Thank you. Up next is the Northwestern Special Service District requesting $220,671 for a 2024 F-350 quick response ambulance. Welcome.
Thank you.
I'm Charlie Guthrie. I'm the fire chief in Dunlop. This is Mark Kane from the Northwestern Special Service District.
All right.
Dunlop is part of the Northwestern Special Service District. They oversee four departments, Brookside, Vail, Central, and Gunlock. The first thing I'd like to say is thank you to this board. In 2015, Gunlock was a recipient of a CID grant that helped us build a fire station and also provided us with a modern fire engine. This engine is particularly suited for both urban and wildland firefighting and has been a great, great blessing to our community and to our people. 80% of the calls, though, that come to our district are non-fire in nature, and so this project is something to help expand our capabilities into medical and rescue. Now, this is not an ambulance. This is not for transport. This is a quick response unit that would be able to get on scene rapidly, help stabilize the patient, and also help move the patient from maybe an inaccessible area out to the transport. Dunlock itself is a pretty small community. We've got about 200 residents, but I don't know if any of you have been to Gunlock. It's a beautiful place. It's very popular with car clubs and motorcycle clubs, because motorcycles have a tendency to find their way off the road. But also, we are part of our call area is the Gunlock Reservoir, the Gunlock State Park. That services sometimes 350,000 people a year. one feature, the seasonal feature, the Gunlock Falls, and I don't know if you've witnessed the Gunlock Falls. It's part of the spillway off of the reservoir. Last season, it ran very high. It was beautiful for 14 weeks. Saw almost 250,000 visitors and required 17 technical rescues. We have in the past, since we don't have this capability, we've had to rely on other agencies to come in and provide mutual aid, sometimes loan us equipment. That particular feature at the falls, access is across the dam and does not accommodate a large apparatus. So it has required us to grab equipment and sometimes run across half to three quarters of a mile through the spillway to get to the victim and then hand carry that victim out. So at the core of this project is this pickup truck with a camper shell. Part of it, as you see, is a UTV with patient moving capabilities. We're in a very rugged area, and this would accommodate those things.
Great. Thank you, sir. I'll open it up to questions from the board or motion.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir.
With a comment, the last 2 years we have had some critical situations. Some of the people have fallen over the waterfalls, and it was hard for the emergency crew to reach on time, and it was really a big mess. For that explanation, I'm going to make sure motion as requested.
Motion to fund as requested by Chairman Sinati. With an exemption.
Emergency.
Emergency response?
Yes. I'll second it.
Seconded by Commissioner Bartholomew.
Correct.
Discussion on the motion. Yes, sir.
What's your funding source right now? Apparently, you don't have a tax rate for your special service district.
No, it is a fee per household. We just raised that to 206 per household in the district, and that's currently where we are getting our funding.
That's your revenue.
That's our revenue source. We don't receive anything from the state park or anything.
Or the county.
Or the county. No, it's strictly from the resident.
The $206 rather than a property tax.
Property tax would be less than $40,000. So our standby fees generate more revenue than we would if we were a taxing authority.
Thank you.
That's a per year fee?
Yes, it is. That is per year.
Commissioner Brown.
So I'm sensitive to your needs. I've been on the ambulance for several years in Sevier County.
Thank you.
We recently have a life flight stationed in Mitchellville. Do you have access to life flight helicopters?
We do. We've got, there's one that'll come out from St. George, or there's another one that'll come over the hill from the Skeet, if need be. And that, actually, from the falls, more than half of those required life flight. One required DPS to lift the patient out of the hole and then to the life flight. So
for the extraction.
Yeah, it's this TikTok thing is not a great thing. We've got you can't fix stupid. You've got people jumping into these pots, and yeah, it's been quite a mess.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Morrow.
Did you ask Washington County for help?
We haven't. We've spoken to the county commission. Emergency services does not get any of the revenue from the tourist money that comes in. I think a lot of that goes to advertising, but it doesn't come back to EMS services. So we really don't get any funding from them. There was an attempt to consolidate some of the districts over the last couple of years, and there was a request to the county to help fund that, which they denied. And so they basically abandoned request to consolidate some of the departments.
I actually asked the commissioners of the county, Washington County. They just looked at their spreadsheets and they don't have the funding.
Okay.
I think a lot of other counties disperse LACCF funds, mm-hmm. and I think this is a prime candidate for a way to spend that. I'm not casting shade on Washington County's decision on how they spend their money, but mm-hmm. I think a lot of other counties have helped out small organizations by. We purchased an ambulance, so I think that there might be some bandwidth there, and I would encourage you to reach out to Washington County. But I think that you've got a good model. I mean, I think that's a pretty high price to pay within your service district. So you'll have a trailer. The other question I had, you'll have a trailer to pull UTV?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner. Ms. Powers, I'll call for a roll call vote. Please, the fund has the question with an emergency response.
Mr. Sloss?
Yes.
Ms. Hanson?
Yep.
Mr. Bartholomew?
Yes.
Mr. Lytle?
Yes.
Mayor Baker?
Yes.
Commissioner Miles?
Aye.
Commissioner Taylor?
Yes.
Commissioner Brown?
Yes.
Commissioner Adams?
Yes.
Mr. Zanotti?
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously.
Thank you so very much.
Appreciate it. Okay, up next, item 49, the Town of Randolph, $165,200 grant request for road improvement. Welcome, representatives from the Town around Randolph. Please introduce yourselves and provide any brief comments regarding the project.
I'm Tim Bell. I'm the mayor of Randolph.
Bart Jensen, Jones and DeMille Engineering.
Welcome.
Give you a brief overview. The town of Randolph, small town, 500 people. We've been maintaining the road. We had a chip seal, I believe, in 2013. Some of that chip seal the road. We did a slurry seal, I believe, in 2017. All of our roads are built out of chip seal, basically. None of them are complete. We have one street that's an asphalt street originally. They're working for us. We do have some problems with them. We would like to be able to repair them and chip seal them. But with inflation and the repairs we've done along so far, there's an irrigation canal which comes through our town that plays a lot of the valley, which we replaced three of the bridges that go across the canal at a substantial cost from our DMC road funds. And we've also just recently, as of yesterday, asphalted some of those crossings plus a new subdivision that just went in north of town. North of town, our first ever subdivision, so we're growing a little bit. We do have an amount that we can come up ourselves to contribute to this, so we got some skin in the game, and we're just asking for a little help to finish the project.
Thank you. Questions for the applicant? Motion?
So how much? You said you have some skin in the game.
I think we got on the application, we'll come up with $247,000.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so what you're asking for here is, okay. I guess my question is just because the tool has given us some pretty, these requests are pretty far outside the tool, right?
Yep.
Are you taking into the account the fact that when they bring in $240,000, is that factored in? Still. Okay. So, yeah, I guess I'm trying to reconcile that a little bit before we just, because I know, you know, the last quite a few, they've all been grants, and I maybe it would be easy just to give everybody grants, but at some point, I would like to come back within the tool range, because we spent a lot of time on the tool making sure that it was reflective of the board's thoughts on where we should draw the lines and where we wouldn't, and so... You know, I'm not trying to be a stickler on $200,000, but I'm trying to, I guess, have some sort of discipline in how we approach these.
Yeah.
So,
if I'm right, the grant would be 40% of the total project cost is what that would pencil out to be. So, the contribution from the town, their cash portion is about $247,000, and then the grant portion would be $165,200. Yeah. So it'd be 40, 46.
Okay.
So,
yeah. Okay, we have a motion. Chairman Giannotti.
Just a comment. As the UDOT commissioner, my heart goes for the community. The coldest part of the state is Randolph. That's what I believe.
No,
it's
Jensen, Utah, because I'm from there.
No wonder you have a cold blood.
But I just really impressed at how they take care of the rules by just using the chip seal, because none of the rules in the state of Utah have kind of proved that kind of cold, stringent, little freezing point without this kind of immediate help from the community to go back and repair and repair. So are you using the BNC fund for any of your maintenance?
Our BNC fund did pay for the recent repairs we did, plus all the bridges we've done. We've collaborated with the county to help us put in some old bridges. They've been willing to help us do that. So, we've been trying to save our BNC road funds over the years, but yes, we've had to use some.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion. This is the first time I've seen Randolph before the commission in my tenure, so I think that they deserve some kind of help.
Motion to
approve as $165,400.
Second.
And we need an exemption for this then?
Financial hardship?
Financial hardship. Motion was seconded by whom?
Me.
Okay. Treasurer Slaw, Commissioner Adams has a comment. Yeah, did you have a comment?
No.
Okay.
No, I didn't make my comment.
Okay, Commissioner Adams.
I like this means second.
Yes.
Do you want to second it?
No, I just want to.
Yeah.
Sure.
Never mind. roll call vote, please.
Motion on the table to fund as requested with a financial hardship exemption.
For the town of Randolph in Rich County.
Yes.
Treasurer Slaw.
Yes.
Ms. Hanson.
Yes, with a comment that my mind went the exact same space that Kurt did, that we spent an awful lot of time on the tool, and if everything's falling outside of the tool recommendations, then...
Yeah, apparently we didn't think about it right.
Yeah, we missed something. Yeah.
No, for sure. Let's try to keep all our comments in common, though, because when we get to voting and it turns in, it gets... It's all good. I know. It's just then sometimes when we're voting, then the applicant will jump in and launch themselves.
Commissioner Bartholomew?
Yes.
Commissioner Lytle?
Yes. Yeah.
Mayor Baker?
Yes.
Commissioner Miles?
Aye.
Commissioner Taylor?
Yes.
Commissioner Brown?
Yes.
Commissioner Adams?
Yes.
Mr. Zanotto?
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
Up next is item 410. The town of Deweyville is requesting a $348,000 grant for a parking lot for their town hall and park. Welcome. Please join us and provide a brief introduction, please.
Thanks for considering this. My name is Leslie Wheatley. I'm a member of the town council, Mayor Pro Tem. Apologize on the mayor's behalf. She had a commitment she made a long time ago and couldn't get out of it.
No problem.
A little bit about this project. When I was just a pup.
To begin with, you tell for doing it.
I'd be happy to.
Everybody's looking it up.
We're about 12 miles north of Brigham City, about a half hour south of the Idaho border.
Just east of
Tremont. East of Tremont, the next valley over from Logan.
How far from Lewiston?
About an hour from Lewiston.
How far from Monticello? 3 to 10.
It's cold, so I can see it.
Yeah. a little about this project. When I was just a pup back in the 60s, I attended the children's school in Deweyville. They closed that school, and the property it was on somehow became part of the Deweyville town. So we had a two-room school we used for a town hall. We had a park, a small park, which was what the school had as playground equipment. Over the years, through much involvement in the community, that park has been developed. We built some ball
ballpark, at a cook shack. We can put in a walking trail for people to walk around it, which is about a half mile long. Go around it twice, you go a mile. We recently built some pickleball courts. And a few years back, probably 20 years ago, we redid the town hall and tore down that building. All this time, we've had a gravel rural parking lot. The use of the park has really increased within the last few years. I'll drive by there, and about any time there will be anywhere from 2 to 10 cars in that parking lot. It becomes a problem for people in wheelchairs to go through the gravel to get to use the Bowery or to get to the cook shack. We do have handicap access at the town hall. In the winter, we do get snow in Louisville. We have to plow, and we plow gravel. The gravel ends up on the grass, and it's a problem. So we've felt for quite a few years we'd like to pave the parking lot. But in Dewayville, we don't have any money. We have no commercial zoning, so we don't have any business in town. Small community. We've tried to apply for grants. One of the problems we have is there's a medium income threshold, and we're just barely over that threshold, so we aren't qualified for a lot of the grants that we can get. So anyway, we're asking you for some help to pave our parking lot.
Great. Thank you. Appreciate it. Question for the applicant. Motion.
I got a question. I noticed in your plan you got 4-inch asphalt. What kind of vehicles are you planning on having in your parking lot?
We do have a fire station attached to the town hall. Mm-hmm. So we'll need those fire trucks and the ambulance to do it. And the engineering firm wrote the specs, so I don't know.
Yeah, 4-inch just seems like a little bit overkill for parking lot.
It may be, but let's say the engineering spec, we recommended that, the engineering firm.
Okay. We have a motion.
I'll make a motion to approve the request.
Motion to approve as requested with financial hardship exemption. Is there a second to that motion?
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Taylor. Discussion on the motion?
Well, I'll add to the list of people who are going to say the same thing. This county is non-producing.
Yeah.
In the last 10 years, they've produced $11,000. As has been mentioned on other projects, I'll just bring that back up again. But,
yeah.
You know, I don't want to beat a dead horse here, but I think it's interesting to watch producing counties applicants come in to this board, and they leave with a 50-50.
Yeah.
And they have to obligate the money that they bring in to mineral lease, and they never get ahead.
Yeah.
But the other small communities throughout the state that are in non-producing counties come in here and walk out with 100% grant. That seems hardly equitable to me.
That's why we have a tool.
Agreed.
And that's supposed to take that into consideration, Greg, and so that's why I get concerned when time and time again, every application is outside the tool because that's not fair to those.
And I think we're saying the same thing.
Yeah.
Because applicants come in here with hat in hand, and they walk out with 100% grant, and we make mineral producing counties applicants live within the tool.
Right.
Every time.
Yeah. I would say, I mean, points well taken. I totally agree. You know, the board can vote to not approve the motion and reconsider, or, you know, motions can be made reflective of what's provided by the tool, but let's get it done. Yeah.
So what do you
agree with? One rebuttal to that, and I agree with what you're saying. But on the other hand, a lot of these applications that come before us today, there's no taxes. There's small people. They've got 400 or 500 people. There's no businesses. CIB is the only funding source that they have available to them. I can say that from experience coming from Fayette when I was the mayor. CIB is the only funding source that we have.
And I won't bring up specifics because I don't think that's fair, but I've seen small applicants from mineral-producing counties come in with the same tax base or smaller and receive worse terms.
That's the rub. It's the non-producing element here. Okay, I understand. And $400,000 is a lot of cash. You know, it is. Okay, so the motion on the floor that we'll vote on is to fund as requested with a financial hardship exemption. Roll call vote, Ms. Powers, please. The motion dies. Someone can make another motion. If the motion dies and another motion is not made, then we'll move on.
Scissors flaw. We'll start from the bottom.
Hey, good idea. Thank you.
Mr. Zanotti.
Aye.
Commissioner Adams.
Yes.
Commissioner Brown.
Yes.
Mr. Taylor.
Yes.
Mr. Miles.
Aye.
Mayor Baker.
I have to agree with Commissioner Miles that he's exactly right, and I'm going to say no just because I think that's the problem. We're impacted. You go out to the basin, you see the amount of trucks and traffic and everything. We are impacted, yet we end up taking and doing it. And I'm not against this little town of Deweyville, but it's something. And I know it's out in the middle of nowhere, but there is a lot of money made up in that area of Utah. So I'm saying no.
Commissioner Lytle.
No.
Commissioner Bartholomew.
Yes.
Ms. Hanson.
Yes.
Mr. Slaw.
Yes. I guess I'll know.
That motion carries with two opposed.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for his time.
Hey, Chair, I'm really sorry about this, but I have another board meeting commitment that I'm already an hour late for.
Just call Marlo.
You only got one left?
We got one left. Understood, but I'm committed to be there at 1. I'm already an hour late, so if you don't mind, I'm going to recuse myself and be absent for the final motion. I'm sorry.
Kind of great Brucey part.
That way, there'll be a lot less, believe me, there'll be a lot less discussion than there would have been a prior mistake.
You want me to vote for you, Kurt?
Are you going
to
give him your proxy?
I'll vote for you, Kurt. Yeah. I vote for you.
Okay.
With that being said, would the Honorable Dennis Blackburn please join us here at the table, representatives from Wayne County, for a $2,489,000 grant for an emergency services building? There he is. Thank you, Kurt. Thank you for your comments, Commissioner Miles.
Hang in there. No, you're...
So I can have your vote?
Yeah, you guys go.
You're starting to
have a noise on. We don't need
to. Oh, you may have got your...
Hey, you forgot something. Hey, I used my CID duffel bag for this trip, by the way. From the same county. I'm a huge fan.
My wife loves them. You might have to get her one of her own.
Okay, welcome. Wayne County.
Thank you. Thank you, Honorable Chairman.
We did that on purpose.
Okay, appreciate it. Thank you for having us here today and listening to our request. I'd like to give you just a few numbers to start with, if that's okay. Search and rescue so far this year has had 30 calls. Half of them involved a DPS helicopter. It's the one search. The lady came to town, rented an Airbnb, got arrested for cocaine. Anyway, when she got out, her family flew back out from Tennessee and got her out of jail. A few days later, they found her car down by Hanksville, and it took over 500 hours of searching to find her body. So, I mean, them guys, and we don't pay our search and rescue anything. It requires that they have a fuel tank for jet fuel for all these helicopters that have to come in. It's a big deal. Our EMS is up to 133 calls already this year. 60% of them are local. 40% of them are being loved by those who are coming to visit us. I got my fire chief here today. We're up to what? How many calls on fire?
34 calls on fire.
So far, everybody's paid their tithing, so we haven't had any lightning strikes in haystacks. So it's been good that way. The building we're wanting to put in is Bicknell, right next to our civic center, where we already have the parking lot and the amenities of the kitchen and stuff in the civic center. We currently have a building that'll hold one ambulance in Hanksville. It used to be an old gas station. The door wouldn't go up last time, and when I went over there, the breaker was tripped on the outside of the building. We finally got that fixed and had to run a light cord over to get the door to open, but it is working now. The firehouse that's in Bicknell, the Bicknell mayor did write us a letter of support where they said the town will give us the water hookup for the new building if we could get that. The firehouse was built by the good old boys where they went out on the mountain, logged the logs, cut the boards, and built the building. The doors are not big enough for the newer apparatuses. And we'd really love to get all our search and rescue equipment in one place where we could take care of it and know what we have and have it ready and available for 10, 2 million visitors we have come to visit us. So.
How many search and rescue and fires and stuff happen on public, private land in Wayne County?
All the search and rescues, not 90% of them, well, all lands on federal lands.
Yeah. That's, yeah, when you think of the new, like the state lawsuit on public land, you think of Wayne County. I mean, it's an ideal, you know, example, completely hamstrung, inability to, you know, generate the appropriate level of revenue for the residents down there. And it's just a great poster child for the issue that we're trying to solve there. Any questions for the applicant? Motion?
Mr. Chair, so a while back we funded similar building in Paiute County. Paiute County has a wealth of money compared to Wayne. And so therefore I will make the motion to fund as proposed with the financial hardship.
Second it. Okay, motion to fund as proposed with a financial hardship exemption by Commissioner Bartholomew, seconded by Commissioner Adams. Discussion on the motion. Commissioner Miles.
Just one question. Where's the, and forgive me if I missed this, the non-CID fund? Applicant cash is just money you saved or half a million?
That is infrastructure tribal.
Oh, LATTF, that's right. I got that.
Okay.
Yeah. Is it? Yeah.
Roll call vote, please. Ms. Howard.
Mr. Zanotti.
Aye.
Mr. Adams.
Yes. Yes.
Mr. Brown.
Yes.
Mr. Taylor.
Yes.
Mr. Miles.
Aye.
Mayor Baker?
Aye.
Commissioner Lytle?
Aye.
Mr. Bartholomew?
Yes.
Ms. Hanson?
Yep.
And Kurt Slaw is absent.
All voted and said yes.
Thank you, Kurt.
Congratulations. Thank you.
Thank you. I want to buy you all lunch. Can we go to the Golden Arches restaurant?
You can't afford that. The Golden Arches. Commissioner Brown.
Just one comment. I appreciate the position. Both sides of my family from Wayne County. One thing he didn't mention is mental health in Sevier County. In the year 2017, we had 26 calls for transport. Last year, we had 226.
Ooh.
Of course. Wow. And then some of them, very few of them, come from Wayne County. We're mostly the stable-minded folks in Wayne County. But anyway, I appreciate the position and what they're trying to accomplish. And it is true that the world goes to Wayne County to play.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you for funding that pool. That's where I didn't learn how to swim. It was in the original. So,
hopefully
my grandkids can learn how to swim. And we do support it. Every time we go there, we go to the grocery store, we buy a loaf of bread, some bologna, we have a sandwich, we buy some gas, and then we go buy a car we don't need, and all these other things.
Well, now you're going to have a nice bologna sandwich while you're swimming at the pool?
Yeah.
And I'll invite you.
You did write a letter of support.
Thank you. Okay, so I think what we'll do as a board here is if everyone should just gradually make their way over and make a sandwich from the audience and the board, and we'll just have a working lunch through our policy language update and approval. So why don't we just take 5 minutes for everyone to get a sandwich? How about that? Take five. We'll keep it and turn it into 25. No triple. Okay, well, we are let's jump into our policy language update. Under item 9. And I don't have a copy of the language in front of me.
Well, geez, it's in Granicus.
Turn around. I mean, I do have access to Granicus. I'm not criticizing anyone.
It's
right
there.
She's so sensitive.
May I?
I can read it, or do I need it?
Well, I just want to explain it, if I might.
Yeah, go ahead.
Thank you. At the June policy discussion, there were two things that were requested that they wanted clarified and put in writing, the board. And Ms. Hanson has followed up. She's good. But as I was re-listening to do the minutes, I have put it on this agenda so that you could know. The pending list was one of the questions that you had that wasn't in writing, but it is in writing. The policy, and it's not rule, it's just in policy. So it is in writing. I've highlighted in yellow there that applications placed on the pending list may be remain on the pending list for a maximum of 6 months. The reason that the board has chosen to limit it, historical boards, maybe not you, but now you're up to date, is because estimates change. You know, if you're on the pending list longer than 6 months, and you've seen the supplementals come in, so the board has limited it to 6 months. So it is in language. So pending list, check. Supplemental funding. And the language that's in this document that I put on there has since been amended in talking with Christopher Piper. It was suggested that the word shall be approved in the same terms. But if you do that, then applications such as Heber, when it comes in, the reason you funded, you authorize supplemental funding if it hasn't closed in the same terms, is because then you still have one bond. If you've authorized previous funding in, you know, 1.5% interest, and then you authorize the supplemental funding at 2.5 or different terms, then there has to be two bonds, because you've got the first authorized funding and then you've got the second authorized funding. So since Heber had come in and they authorized, or they requested supplemental funding, those bonds have been issued. They'd have to do a second bond anyway, so it was really up to the board how you want to fund that supplemental funding. So what we're suggesting is, because we'll put language in this for applicants to know how supplemental funding usually is handled, is that it talks about supplemental funding, that's the language that we suggest putting in there, and then if approved, the funding will be authorized in the same terms. However, in the agenda notes, after talking to, and if you'll put up the agenda notes, Heather, down at the bottom, that's the language that is proposed, not the agenda, the notes. and this has been with a conversation with Barrister Piper and myself after the chairman's briefing. That's the language. So it doesn't have shall in it. It said if bids, you know, you can read it. It's right there. But if the bids for a previously funded project, that's why, and the scope didn't change. This is a previously funded project, which Heber was. Exceed available funding, the entity may present a request for supplemental funding for the project. And here's the language that, you know, clarifies how you consider it. Supplemental funding requires board approval, and the board may approve under the same terms as original funding. So that would be the language we put in the policy. It's not rule, it's not statute, but that just clarifies for an applicant and for the board to know that it's usually in the same term, but that would be the language we put in the policy.
Okay. Help me remember why we wanted to weaken it from the shall.
It was never shall. It was not even there. There wasn't anything.
It was will.
There was no policy, but the first offering on that sheet that was attached in Granitas was, Laura and I talked back and forth, and she suggested shall, and we included the board, but shall would limit you into making different terms for applications that don't need, that have to do a second bond anyway.
Mr. Chair, can I explain kind of why I even brought this up? So right now, and currently because we haven't approved anything, there is no language around the terms of supplemental funding, correct? We're considering whether or not we want to be more specific in things. And part of the reason that I brought that up originally is I just wanted us to, you know, it feels like a lot of times in the board meeting, it's like, well, our practice has been, well, we've always done it this way. And so I'm like, oh, we always do it a certain way, then let's make it part of the policy so that it's clear for everybody, right? The Heber example is one where it highlights that the need for flexibility can be really useful for us. I think the issue that I was trying to prevent was to, if we go through all the hassle of really tough negotiations on terms the first time around, and then if we come back and we try to sweeten the deal or make it more favorable terms to the applicant, it feels like we have to drag ourselves through all of that again. And so I like the, you know, the idea of let's just, we did the negotiations, we voted, and those were the terms. And so for supplemental funding, it feels like there's some benefit from not rehashing all of that. That said, if we can make it more favorable to CIB, you know, in the Hebrew example, I understand why those benefits from the flexibility.
Sure.
But it's tricky, right? Because it's like, well, I also don't want to get in a situation where we're like, okay, you know, you can just, oh, just take it. Okay, you know, like, we've already done so much, you know, here's better terms for you on the set, on the supplemental funding. So that was kind of my rationale.
In the Hebrew case, though, it was change of scope. They changed it. They dropped it. Yeah, they dropped it. They only accepted the steward. They dropped the second portion.
Heber has a sewer and an irrigation bond with CID. Yeah, with the Heber, the motion you did, you dropped the sewer.
Right.
No,
irrigation.
Yeah. They have another water bond. That water wasn't CID at all. It was with drinking water. So we were just sewer and irrigation. And they do have two different bonds. They have an irrigation and they have a sewer bond. So you could do anything you want because they have to issue a new bond anyway.
So do we have a motion to approve the new policy language for supplemental funding policy?
So moved.
Seconded by
whomever.
Commissioner Bartholomew has a millisecond advantage over Commissioner Brown. We'll check the tape later. I'm sorry. Any comments
on the
first motion? Ms. or Chairman Zanotti?
Thank you.
Seeing none. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? motion passes unanimously with Treasurer's Law absent.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
So we don't have proposed language about this, but I welcome if there's an opportunity to have a conversation about something sort of similar. So not in supplemental funding, but so we have our meetings where we review the application, and then we have the fund meeting, which is the fourth meeting, right? If we were to meet every single month, that would be the fourth meeting. Similar to an original application and a supplemental application, we go through all the hard work to haggle over interest rates and loan versus grant amounts in those initial meetings, and then we put it on our priority list. And then we have the funding meeting. And the practice has been, again, to fund at the funding meeting at the same terms as we negotiated in the previous meeting. Again, my concern there would be, do we at the funding meeting then renegotiate and rehaggle over all of those terms, or at the funding meeting, do we fund the project at the same terms that we negotiated prior? Does that make sense?
Question? All right, so say they didn't like the terms and they came back and they couldn't find a way to live within them, and they asked us to renegotiate?
I don't know.
Is that the example?
Yeah,
I mean,
that
would happen.
Yeah, that is an example.
Happen.
Where they come back and they say, look, yeah, we can't afford it, we need to change it. Or perhaps there's a project that somebody feels just really strongly about and they think that we made a mistake when we did the initial negotiation, so they want us to have a conversation about it again. I'm okay if we go either way. I would just like some sort of consistent decision on, okay, yes, it's okay to renegotiate at the funding meeting, or no, we've already gone through the process and we're not going to do it again. I don't care either way. It's just consistent.
I think we've had scenarios both ways where maybe a board member or members were not happy with what the board chose and may want, do they have the opportunity to reignite that conversation
yeah.
or not?
Yeah.
Versus when the applicant comes and says, we don't like it, can we do something different?
Sure.
Yeah.
Please.
Boards have historically implemented the putting on the priority list and for the purpose that they go back and see if they can do if they can handle that funding. So that's part of the reason they come back, but they shouldn't. So it gives time not only for the fund to build up, but for them, the board has recommended, now go back and see if that works for you, which is a viable situation when you funded them as the tool says, because they're all going to come in and ask for grants. So if you provide the funding for the tool, minimum, medium, maximum, whatever, then they get a chance to go back and see if they can make that payment.
And that seems totally reasonable to me. I just wanted to have the conversation and just make sure we all understand, okay, that's our problem.
Yeah, we're hoping they don't come back in and negotiate. It shouldn't be a negotiation. It should be, we checked and legitimately, if they legitimately can't handle it, but they come in and work.
We've had a few applicants come in and say, well, what are you offering? What are you going to offer? let's make a deal.
That's how I talk to my
guy. I just worry about somebody, a board member, trying to get another crack at the decision that the board or the whole is already made. Right? I can think of several projects in my mind that I've been disappointed the board's made, but I don't get that to go back. Once the board's made the decision, that's the will of the board, and I support the decision.
That's what I want to avoid.
So I think it's just an effort for these bids that, get all of their frustration out on it. I don't know about that.
You could put language in the policy that says once placed on the priority list, there has to be verifiable reasons why they cannot afford those terms.
Well, let's consider any proposed language at our next meeting. And with that, I'm going to adjourn this meeting.
Wait. Next meeting, October 3rd. Yeah,
there's a
thank
gap
you.
I may need to be virtual.
You
probably think we're talking back a little bit, Mike, where we talked about coming back to the event. Why don't we have something that before the funding meeting they have to give us you a reply back rather than the debt book says it's not. Does that make sense? And we then could put them on there to just rediscuss it, or we can just say, no, this is it, this is what we're going to fund.
Right.
If you've noticed that most agendas will say they want reconsideration, they have come back and told us. But if they don't say we want reconsideration, you should probably just fund them in a lump and don't.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. We don't hear something back from them. Mm-hmm. Move through real fast.
1 through 7.
Well, thank you, Ms. Hansen and staff, for looking into our policy language and opportunities to type things up. That's good. If we have a little bit of language that we need to address at every meeting, it's not a bad thing. And unless we get Jack going on it.
Whoa.
I just tried an
interesting.
Okay, with that, we'll adjourn the meeting. Thanks, everyone. Take your time, pay you some more food. And with that, we'll have you on the road, Commissioner.
Thank you.
And then we should.